hey, guys, I'm going to go over here and wink at this lady to get her attention.
You never winked, huh? Never threw a wink out.
I've winked at people, not necessarily like a woman in particular. Like when you say something like funny or like something to catch somebody's attention, you're just like, hey, you know.
It is pretty, it's like, it's a creepy thing, but I'm thinking about bringing it back. I think I kind of like it.
Tread lightly.
Yeah.
Tread lightly.
Oh, how light? Right, well, I don't know. It's, that can't be that bad, right? Hey.
How you doing? This whole... What's up, toots?
Hey, sugar tits.
Ooh, sugar tits. Ooh.
Can you still say that?
I think you can say what? Sugar tits.
Oh, say that? Yeah, why not?
I think that was on the list of acceptables.
What about bologna tits?
I hate Instagram.
I think putting bologna in front of anything is an insult, so probably not that. And I don't think I would ever lead a wink with bologna tits.
I mean, not to a woman, but you got a fat friend. You go, hey, what's up, bologna tits?
Hey, bologna tits. It's pretty good. I'm going to bring the wink back. The wink's got to come back.
Yeah, bring it back. Godspeed.
Yeah,
the wink is stupid.
You said you've never winked. How do you know?
Because it's stupid. I'm just trying. I'm very annoyed because of this Instagram thing again.
How annoyed are you?
Like, very annoyed.
Are you going to open the mouth too when you wink? Like,
I'm thinking about it, man. It's trying to figure out which way to go with it, right?
Who are you winking at?
I'm winking at Handsome Kevin.
Yeah, no, like Tony.
So you guys are just picking up dudes now.
Well, I mean, we're just picking each other up.
Right, just right now, it's just us, right?
We're here to build people up, not put them down. You know.
No, but if you're bringing the wink back, who are you winking at?
Everyone.
Yeah, right now, the world. We're on live, pal.
Well, you could be sending mixed signals, though, if you're just winking at anybody.
No, you know? If you're winking with your brown eye, then you might be sending mixed signals. Who does like a good wink?
Yeah, what's wrong with the wink?
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Friendly.
It's a friendly thing, yeah. Yeah,
now he gets it. All right.
I just look creepy.
Yeah, you kind of do.
You do, yeah.
Well, your face is not very conducive. It's not very conducive for winking. Try it again. Do it again.
Yeah,
winking
swab
is not like
it.
A natural.
It's like he's looking through a peephole.
Yes. Take it easy, Porkies.
Fucking Popeye over here.
Feels like
get all choked up, dude.
You know,
just a weird winking at somebody, like to pick up a partner through the act of winking just seems weird.
Like you give a girl a smack on the ass, she turns around, you give her a wink. Dude, she knows
what fucking world are you living in?
Yeah. What woman doesn't like a good smack on the hiney?
What?
I've watched enough porn to realize that's a thing.
Yeah. That's real life.
Yeah.
People get stuck under sinks and in dryers, garbage disposals,
under
all the
beds.
Time. That happens. That's a real thing.
Anything for my best bro.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck
that's
yeah.
a wink.
That's a good wink.
Yeah.
Well, how you guys doing?
I mean, we're here.
Yeah, we're here. One to go, Tony. What's that mean?
One more pay-per-view for the four-time pay-per-view pick man.
Now, I don't know how this Kevin still owes me a punishment thing. Like, when is the cutoff for that?
It's supposed to be the end of the season.
Is it this Saturday when this last pay-per-view is? Or is it on the 26th of January, the day before we start the next season?
Yeah, day before, because technically, I mean, it's a weird week, right? Like, you don't start the new season before you start the season, so the end of the season should run to the start of the next season. It's not like football or baseball where there's, like, an end time and then there's, like, you know, an off season, because we just keep running, man.
Right.
He's
not going to hand out a good punishment.
No, definitely not. I made a mistake.
I don't want to do something to you guys that I would never do. So.
Well, listen, dude, this was your fault. You blurted out Hulk Hogan. That was yours to win.
Look, I'm just saying. I'm game, man. But look, he's got to he has to accept his punishment from you.
Yeah.
But, like, there's no, like, I don't want to do this. Like, I'm not going to eat Bamboozles. I'm not going to do Hot or Not Chocolate. No more. You're either in on the bid or you're out. If you don't do your punishment, no picks next year. You're out. Yeah,
can we not do picks next year?
No, no. You got to defend your fucking four-time title.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I could give everybody else a punishment by not taking part next year. What are you going to do if that happens?
What are you going to do?
No, you don't know what the fuck to do at that point, huh?
I know
you
what I'd
be like the you'd be like the grand master of the picks.
I know. The punishment is Kevin can't do picks next year.
You'd be doing him a favor.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
This is what you should do. He has a friend now.
A friend?
She should have to do his picks for him.
No, he's never going to fucking go for that. Never going to go for
that. He doesn't have a choice because he lost.
Yeah, but then he's guaranteed not to win again next year. And is
what if
that
you
fair?
Say? What if you say 6 months, 3 months, 3 months?
But no, you can't because that's like telling the Giants if they lost a bet they can't start their fucking starting defensive line. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? He should have picked better then. He should if he had picked that one pay per view. He who knows where he would be? He could be in the driver's seat, but he didn't get his fucking picks on time, so he lost like 11 picks.
Well, in fairness, I think that was a shitty pay-per-view, if I remember right, and I don't think we all did that great on that one.
But we all got it. He went took an over, though.
Yeah, well, that's his own fault for not participating.
Everybody got their picks in.
When I win, I'm going to say next year's picks are canceled. It's over, Johnny! Nobody can beat me. It's clear as day.
I don't think you could. It was an Impact pay-per-view.
I'm the fucking tribal chief around here.
It was Impact Slammiversary, and he took an 0-10.
And what did we do? Do you have our picks?
Tony, like, you went 5-5. I went 3-7. Yeah, but he lost a whole fucking five games to you.
Oh, I understand. I understand completely.
HK and Brendan went 5. Everyone went 5-5. I went 3-7. He went 0-10. If he does the same, if he gets his picks in and he has the same picks as me, he's tied with you right now.
Yeah. Or strategy could have changed. You know, I could have taken the lead at some other point and not needed the offer. His strategy could have changed because now he's in the back seat.
So
just for the fact that he missed it, he did himself no favors. But he didn't, in my eyes, he didn't lose because he missed that pay-per-view.
He was
you know what I'm
before
saying?
That pay-per-view. He was up on you.
Yeah, I understand, but he could have easily made up ground during that time. When was that pay-per-view?
June, July, whenever Slam.
So he had a full 6 months to make up for it. Yeah. It's not my fault that every time I've made pay-per-view picks, he was picking the same exact thing. You got to move, man. You got to move and shake. You know that.
Yeah.
Fuck
July
yeah.
15th, that was when Slammiversary was.
Move. A lot of six time. Months. 6 months ago. He had 6 months to figure this shit out.
But you and guys have been neck and neck for the last 6 months.
Yeah, because he sucks.
He doesn't suck.
I'm
he
up
sucks
three,
at
bro.
Making his picks.
He could have easily been tied with me. Could have easily been. A couple matches here and there could have easily made up ground.
Yeah.
I didn't go perfect 6 months straight. I made mistakes. He just made more mistakes than I did. Whoops.
Well, we'll have to find out what this it should be a fun punishment that the fans of the Shining Wizards Wrestling podcast get to enjoy.
Agreed.
Yeah, unless it's having to eat something or, whatever.
Whatever, man. Come on. We can't be waiting 300. This is the problem with us. Shit or get off
the
pot.
No, don't say us.
No. It shouldn't
say.
He's had a year to figure. I don't even think the punishment should be allowed because he's had a year to figure this out. We can't keep telling this kid when to fucking get his homework in.
I tell you what, if we're taking a vote right now, if you guys want to rescind that from him, if you're okay with me doing that, I'll be happy to come up with a punishment.
100%. It should not take a fucking year to dish out a punishment.
I know.
I'm inclined to agree with you there, Double
and
T.
I know he's not here to defend himself, but he would have. Oh, yeah, you're right. Something goofy. I don't know. No, I'm fucking putting my foot down. You can't be half pregnant. You got shit or get off the pot. Let's fucking go.
Well, maybe you could be half pregnant in certain circumstances.
No, you're either pregnant or you're not.
I mean, if you're delivering the baby and it's like halfway to kingdom come, I mean, technically you're half pregnant.
You've gone through a full pregnancy, though. You can't be pregnant for 3 months and then be like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, you could be pregnant for just 3 months.
No, I'm talking about like 9 months. Like, here comes the baby. And when it's halfway out, you might be half pregnant.
Then you're
I don't
not
know.
Half pregnant. No, that's, listen, literal, Tony. You can't.
One to go, Tony. Get it right.
One to go. Matthew Birch, y'all need to just accept that Tony is God at picking pay-per-views. Nobody is ever going to beat him.
Whoa, MB. This is my
Molly
first
says. Out. Molly says one time HK got stuck in the dryer.
She ain't lying.
You got a little pegging action going on over there.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Put that down. Right, we don't have
shit.
Any. We don't. I know you're tuning in. You're like, oh my god, the Ortiz interview was so great last week. What do you guys have for us tonight? Nothing. We
this
have
is
the
it.
Three of us.
We got rid of Kevin. So there you
Kevin's
go.
Stranded in Florida, of all the worst places to be. I'm over here dealing with a fucking bum shoulder because I fell shoveling the driveway the other night. Stood out in a fucking cold.
Wait,
all
did
day
you
like
really?
Yes.
Why did you tell us this? Or did you? And I didn't read the text.
No, I didn't.
Why? Oh, you wanted to say us? You wanted to save us mocking you for the show and not on text?
What? Look, you can't give away the birthday gifts before the birthday. It's the birthday today. That's my gift to you. If I told you what you were getting for your birthday 2 days ago, then all the bloom would be off the rose. It'd be no fun. It'd be like fake laughing at me. But now you can literally just have at it and make fun of
how them. Your driveway has got such a fucking incline. You don't got a service?
So
he's got a service already.
I got a service, but I came home Saturday night. Mommy couldn't get her car in the driveway. I don't know what happened in North Arlington, but in Morristown, we got like 4 to 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I usually get that in North Arlington, 4 to 6 inches.
I came home, zoom, right into the driveway. Easy peasy, right into my spot. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'll be able to handle this. I'll be able to get mommy's car in. Mommy's car sucks in the snow. It sucks.
Does mommy's car need new tires?
I don't know what it needs. Couldn't get it in the driveway. I shoveled the driveway. I fucking put down rock salt. 2 hours I was out there trying to get this fucking car in the driveway. Raging. I got it stuck in a snowbank down the street. The fucking neighbor had to pull me out of the snowbank with his Tesla. I fucking fell in the driveway. It was just so bad. I was raging so bad. Then I just left it. I just left it down there.
Just left it.
Left it.
Early entry for show title, Towed by a Tesla.
You're going to spell it T-O-A-D?
Ooh.
So, yes, I, because I had just gotten home from work. I pulled the car in. I said, I'm just going to run inside, put my shit on the sun porch, run back out, pull the car in. I'm good. I'll go inside, take a shower, watch New Year's Dash. Boom. Nope.
That's a lot
put
of
my
steps.
Shit inside, ooh, came man. Out, and then I was outside. After I fell, I went inside and put on my boots.
Wait, what were you wearing? Sneakers?
My sneakers. Yeah. Ugh,
terrible.
Oh, I was just rage shoveling. I was so fucking mad.
We had 2 inches, and then it rained Sunday morning. Didn't have to shovel shit. It was beautiful.
No,
I didn't have to clean the cars. Everything melted off the cars, too. It was great.
I had to do the driveway regardless because Rihanna was coming home. It was, and I didn't mind because we don't have the luxury of working like we work in the restaurant industry. So like unless it's like a fucking state of emergency, like we go to work, yeah. And I got to make sure she can get in the fucking driveway. So I was shoveling the driveway regardless.
Yeah.
Well, it was all the other extracurriculum bullshit.
So how's curriculum? Your shoulder? Yeah, curriculum. Let him just roll with it. How's your shoulder?
It hurts. I can lift my arm up like there.
Ooh, that's bad.
It'll be fine.
It doesn't hurt as much as it did yesterday, so that's good. I can put a shirt. I put a shirt on today without any pain.
Thank God.
Well, it looks like part of a shirt at least.
Nice. Look at you.
I got the hitman shirt on, man.
Fuck yeah! With them guns you got, of course you're a hitman.
Psh.
Fuck yeah.
But we got
fucking wink. He's bringing it back, people.
I got bringing it back.
If you ain't watching this, if you're just listening and you ain't watching, you're missing out, man. It's like two episodes in one, I swear.
Oh, ooh. Two for one.
You don't think so?
I think sure. So.
Like, you could take us with you anywhere you go and listen, and that's all well and good, but you don't get to see us, like, winking and making faces and giving each other the finger when we want to, you know. Yeah, if we want to.
Okay, I don't think you've ever fingered anyone.
Well, you want me to finger you?
No, please.
I mean, there's no reason.
I mean, I could give you an octopus. You see? People not watching, they don't see me doing the octopus.
The octopus.
Yeah. Dude, yours is so much more like flinging than mine. Well, yeah, I like that.
A Shock, my neighbor, has a Tesla. He's got three Teslas.
Oh, A Shock's your neighbor?
No, A Shock asked in the chat, who got a Tesla?
I thought maybe your neighbor was listening. I was going to say, all right, good for him.
I'm not even going to lie. Could be listening. Don't know my neighbor's name. In the snowbank, he came, pulled up, put the hazards on. He's like, do you need a hand? I'm like, oh, my God, I do. Thank you. You're my neighbor. And he's like, where are you trying to go? And I'm like, in front of the house. He's like, what house? I'm like, I'm your neighbor, dude. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, fucking never mind.
He had his son with him. They fucking hooked up the thing to pull me out of the snow. Then they get back to the house, and I pull in front. Of my house, and they're going inside, and I hear him go to his son. He goes, we should have videotaped that. And I go, I go, oh, he can get it stuck for you again if you really need me to.
That's fucking hilarious.
Hijinks wherever I go. Fuck never, yeah, I just wanted to watch fucking New Year's Dash.
Never a dull moment in your neck of the woods.
I ended up just fucking miserable and wet and cold and hungry.
I was earning victory royales with Handsome Kevin.
Royale, baby.
We're going to talk about some wrestling tonight. We're going to have some laughs. We're going to have some cries.
Maybe?
Maybe. You never know.
All right.
You never know.
Let's fucking get emotional.
Yeah, well, let's get in touch with our inner feelings.
You want to touch my inner feeling? I got you.
I do. With your Kraken hat on.
I could Justin give her a Gresham.
I miss Jonathan Gresham. All right, let's get this fucking dog and pony show on the road. Episode 671 of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Next, here for you. The wonderful viewer, listener, supporter.
Supporter. Like an athletic supporter. We're going to hold you up in all the right places. All right.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com and become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
You are watching.
The Shining Wizards.
Wrestling podcast.
Man.
Tuned in live to episode 671 of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Coming to you live on social media, maybe Instagram. Going with you wherever you go on every streaming and podcasting platform. Poor KJG is stuck in Florida tonight, but we continue on with the wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Matt.
And some Kevin.
Am I cutting in and out? Because I've noticed that my internet seems to not be playing well all of a sudden. Am I cool?
You
am I skipping?
Kind of sounding like a robot.
Oh, for real? Yeah. Or was that,
no,
was
no, no now you're back solid. You're solid now.
Okay.
You were let a little shaky, but it sounds like the... Oh, as I'm saying that, he's frozen. We got. Oh, he's back.
All right. I'm gonna dip. I'm going to get a hard wire for this because I'm not dealing with this bullshit. I'll be right back.
Yeah, get us on hard wire to self-destruct. Hard Asian wire. Joe asked in the open, where is it here? He's going to battle in the valley on Saturday. Thoughts on the card? First, Asian Joe, happy birthday. I believe he said his birthday is next week, and God bless you for spending it in Vegas. I think the card for Battle in the Valley looks excellent. Be sure to get there for the pre-show matches so you can see Stephanie Vakor wrestle in person.
Vakor.
Yeah, I probably said it wrong.
Yeah, maybe you said it right, though. I'm not sure.
She's awesome. I think if Julia ends up going to WWE, I think she's the one who takes the title off of Julia.
Julia. So this is a big card out in Vegas, you said?
They're firing them off, man. San Jose. God damn it.
Okay.
San Jose, not Vegas. Close Sorry, enough. Joe.
I think they're only like 4 hours apart, maybe.
I'm rusty tonight. I'm the rusty scupper.
Rusty scupper?
I am the rusty.
Now it's a rusty scupper. Fuck, man. You're really getting after it.
What are you going to do? How you doing over there, HK?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. Doing good. Feeling good.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. How's, I mean, I know your shoulder's bum. I'm still, your driveway with that fucking angle, I could never even think to want to get after that. And then all those fucking steps you got.
Yeah, take it easy, man. Steps are easy.
Ever do the leaf blower gimmick?
It was like a wet snow. It wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't going to happen. But gotcha. Usually, look, if it snows enough and we're home, I'll just wait for the landscaper to come do it.
Oh, that's right. It's the landscaper that does it. It's an all-in-one service out there.
But if, you know, like, Ree was at work, so I had to make sure she could get in the driveway, so.
Right. You ever just park in that little dent you got there? And
well, that's where Mommy put her car. That's
okay. I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah, we got two Tonys now.
Oh, double Tony.
Double T.
That's all right. I'll get rid of these other ones, I think.
All right. You're back?
No.
Hey, ho.
Really? So is this stuck down there now? Like, I don't understand. How does this happen? No! There's nothing there. Nope. Goodbye.
All right. Give it some time.
Maybe it'll go away on its own.
Dr. Don, how are you doing? It did. It's gone.
Who? It's a Christmas miracle.
It just went away.
Fuck yeah.
Dr. Donk, how you holding up down there?
Doing okay. Busy again today at work, so feeling a little run down, but I am here to talk some wrestling.
Well, how was the weekend, buddy?
Weekend was awesome. Couple Crown Victory Royales with my boy HK.
Wow.
Slaughtering people on the fields of Fortnite. The Three Kings brought the family an ice cream machine, so we were making chocolate ice cream over the weekend. It's delicious.
I don't know what this is you're talking about.
Three Kings Day, Little Christmas, when the three wise men showed up on the manger with gold and frankincense and myrrh.
So you really got an ice cream machine, or is this your fucking video game you're talking about?
No. We ate virtual ice cream. No, it was a real ice cream maker.
Oh, yeah, because that's so fucking out of the realm of possibilities. You two fucking Nancy's eating fucking fake ice cream together, talking about the boys that you thought are cute in the game.
Hey, take it easy. Now, we might dance together, but we don't make ice cream together.
The butterfly. Oh, that's old. Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
All right, so you got an ice cream machine at home?
Yes, it's fantasticals, too.
And Three Kings brought it to your house?
Yeah.
George Clooney and the other two from that movie?
No, Eddie Kingston, Kofi Kingston.
Can we come on?
Jerry Lawler.
I was going to say there's so many to choose from.
Yeah, you could have gone King Duggan, King Haku,
King Ho! Booker.
Hey, tough guy, I got some chocolate ice cream in my pants.
I'm bringing you some cold treats, tough guy.
Ugh. Do you believe, hindsight, do you believe the rumors that he was going to be like the fucking guy, like one notch below Hogan before he got caught with the Sheik?
Oh, 100%. Yes. No doubt in my mind. That son of a bitch is still over. If he came out on fucking AEW today, he'd have every one of those 1,400 people in the stands going, ho!
It always works. It will always fucking work.
Bringing it back. I see what you did there. I don't know, man. Like, 87 Duggan is not great.
No, but 87 Duggan is probably on the same tier as, like, 83 Jimmy Snuka, super over. Although Duggan did drugs, and Jimmy did drugs and killed his girlfriend.
Duggan would have definitely knocked her off a cliff with that 2x4.
No, the three-point stance.
No, he just uses the board and pushes her, and the board goes with her.
Duggan's far too nice of a guy.
Oh my god, she's taking a piss on the side of the road and he just gets down in a 3-point stance.
if it was 97, he would have taken out the tape and wrapped up the fist.
I can't believe he was in fucking WCW that whole fucking time.
He turned his back on America. He was Canadian.
I know.
That was the worst. That was the fucking worst.
Fucking Hacksaw.
Is that era of WCW so bad it's fun to watch? Like now with hindsight?
No, not really. So it was Duke and I struggled watching all of it, and watching it became more of a chore than any enjoyment. The only thing like that we can look back on is like recording the shows for that particular season of episodes we did. It was fun to record the shows. Because the subject matter was so fucking bad, it was entertaining. So it was like entertainingly bad, but it's not like there's no, from a wrestling standpoint, there's no real enjoyment out of it whatsoever.
But is it so bad it's good?
Yes.
It's entertaining. Like, it's entertainingly bad. Where like the TNA episodes we just got done with, TNA was just regular bad. They didn't have that entertaining bad element to it. WCW was just... Everything they were doing was just horseshit.
Oh, I know. I heard it in your voice.
Yeah. It's bad. It's bad.
Scott George, 88 Duggan was better, won the first ever Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They put him in that program with Andre, right? You don't get to work with Andre unless you're up there.
Yeah. He worked with Haku. He worked with the Macho Man.
I know who he worked with. I don't know. He was the special guest for that SummerSlam Piper's, with Brother Love, right? When it was going to be Ric Flair.
Yes, that's the one. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Didn't he called matches at WrestleMania 6 too? Didn't he?
Did he?
What did he do at WrestleMania 6?
I think it was either WrestleMania 6 or 7. He called matches. That one they had like a rotating color guy.
There's no way Duggan was calling matches in WWE on WrestleMania of
I'm
all
places. I'm pretty sure.
God.
He had a match at 6, so it wouldn't have been
It must have been 7. He definitely called... Regis Philbin called matches that night, too.
He called the Barbarian and Haku versus the Rockers match at WrestleMania 7.
There it is.
7.
Ha-ha!
That opening match of WrestleMania 7 is Haku and the Barbarian against the Rockers with Gorilla Monsoon, Bobby Heenan, and Jim Duggan.
Not bad.
My God.
Not bad.
Yeah. Tough guy. Are you fucking orphan over there?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. All right, I'm having a couple twisted teas tonight.
Oh. Molly is a big fan of the Twisted Tea.
Yeah, my wife picked them up for me last night, so I will enjoy a couple drinks while we do this wonderful wrestling podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
Did I'm just gonna ask because I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but neither of you guys watched any of the Wrestle Kingdom, did you?
No. I haven't had a chance, dude.
Me either. Okay.
I did watch some of that World's End that I didn't get to chime in on last week, but I did not watch Wrestle Kingdom.
I'm sure you saw Nick Nemeth is New Japan bound.
Yeah. What do you think?
What do I think? It's fantastic.
Yeah, you think he came across well with the whole scrum thing? And
so out of all the places you thought Dolph was going to land, I don't think New Japan was high on the list. No. Right? People were thinking AEW, maybe Impact. Mm-hmm. You know, if MLW threw a fucking boatload of money at him, you know, maybe he would stoop to that level. But to show up in New Japan was that they brought him out right before the tag match, and he sat for a couple matches. Him and his brother were there ringside, and then the post match after the triple threat with David Finlay, where David Finlay starts talking shit to him, and he's like, "It's like you're talking to me,
motherfucker, talking to me."
And he gets up and they go at it, and then he jumps at him at the presser. I think it's interesting. He's either going to work in New Japan or he's just not. It's going to be. I don't think there's an in between. You know, he either works as a New Japan, working in New Japan, or he doesn't.
What would be the other option?
In New Japan, or just
like, why would he show up if he wasn't going to work there?
No, I mean like work. There's people that go to New Japan and they can adapt and work the New Japan style.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Okay.
And then there's like, it's almost like when CJ Parker showed up there. Do you know who CJ Parker is?
Oh, Hot and Flexible.
Yeah, I just don't ever.
Juice Robinson.
Oh, Juice Robinson. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I have a feeling we had a conversation with somebody on the show, a guest, about CJ Parker being Juice Robinson. Who was it?
Who that was his gimmick in NXT? I don't know who it was.
Oh, it was Tom Pritchard. Didn't Tom Pritchard say that?
I don't know. Tom Pritchard was talking about Warbeard.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, my bad. I was like in the right ballpark, but at the wrong game.
CJ Parker was like, he was charismatic in NXT, but it just didn't work. And then out of all the people to show up in New Japan, you were kind of like, this doesn't really make any sense, but it worked.
What did you see the video, that like mini movie gimmick that he did?
Yes.
What the, why?
What do you mean, why?
Why? What's the fucking point? I don't understand. He's in a cop car. There's zombies. He's super kicking zombies' heads. He's making Molotov cocktails. Why?
Why not?
What's the fucking? What does it do?
He gives him a platform to express the way he feels.
It doesn't fucking. But it doesn't make any sense. He's the wanted man because zombies are after him. First of all, zombies ain't fucking real. And he's super kicking zombies' head. Like, none of it made sense. Like, I watched it because I'm just generally a fan of his. And I watched that, got done going, what the fuck?
He's wanted. He's the wanted man.
For what? Killing zombies?
If no, zombies, he's, well, he's the hottest free agent in wrestling. He's wanted.
So why is there zombies?
Why not?
I agree with Handsome Kevin.
I don't think you were part of the show when there was a match in WWE where there were zombies outside the ring.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
Is he calling back to that?
I don't know. I'm just, you know,
he's
zombies.
Not calling back to that.
Zombies in wrestling is a thing?
Zombies in wrestling is not a thing. There was one zombie once.
It's just
in
a
wrestling.
Fucking video. Why are you putting so much stock in a video?
I'm fucking watching and excited to see what he's doing, right? I'm a fan. I like his work. And then he comes up with this. He's in a cop car. And you can't let him out. He's in cuffs. And then he's killing zombies. It makes no fucking sense. I was disappointed. That's why
this
I was disappointed.
This is what happens when you give people creative freedom that shouldn't have creative freedom.
Well,
they make zombie videos.
Is that different than the one where he's walking through the bar and he's picking up all of his old gimmicks? And then he super kicks the zombie's head off.
This sounds terrible.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's bad. It's bad. Same thing with fucking Corbin throwing all his gimmicks into the fire and like, oh, now I'm gonna be this Corbin. Well, every fucking Corbin sucks.
Like Baron Corbin?
Yeah, Baron Corbin.
I'm not talking about that. We're talking about Nick Nemeth here. The video is neither here nor there.
It's nowhere, apparently.
No, it's there and it's here.
So you,
it's
so let me
out
just,
there.
So you watch the video. So now are you completely not interested in what Nick Nemeth is going to do in New Japan?
No, I'm still a fan. I'm still a fan of his. I just don't understand it.
Okay,
help me understand.
Tweet at him. I don't know what the fucking video is. I didn't make it with him.
Yeah, you seem to enjoy it. Yeah,
I watched the video. I watched is completely different than the video you watched.
How do you know?
Because the video I watched, he wasn't in handcuffs. He wasn't in a cop car. The video I watched, he's in a bar. He picks up a golf club. He picks up the pom-poms.
That's the second part of the video.
Okay, well, guess what? The video, that was a gimmick in WWE, a very short-lived gimmick.
Was he with Kerwin White?
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Fucking terrible.
So the video I watched did not include the first part when he was in the cop car. Perhaps the cop car was the symbol for the WWE machine holding him down. I didn't make the video. You know what? Can someone get Nick Nemeth on the phone, please? Can we get Nick Nemeth to join the show tonight? Because HK's got a lot of questions about this video.
Yeah, I've got a lot of questions about the video. And what's, again, zombies.
Oh, my God.
Zombies.
I don't know. The zombies, ghosts, they're all the fucking same. They're not real. Who gives a
zombies
shit?
Zombies and ghosts are not the same.
Yeah, they're not the same. What's wrong with you?
There's no such thing as zombies, and there's no such thing as ghosts.
Says you.
Yeah. I'm sure ghosts aren't real.
What about Casper? How do you explain that?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. He's friendly, but he's still a ghost.
Let's see. What do we got here?
Zombies. 20 years in the WWE. He gets his creative freedom.
Zombies.
Well, you don't know what the
it shouldn't be
what the symbolism is. Let him explain it.
No.
Shit. I'd rather watch Moxley at this point. Is Moxley
so Nick Nemeth comes to you, HK, and he goes, I want to make a video.
Oh yeah.
Right? I'm a free agent. I'm gonna put this video out on social media. I want people to know I'm the most wanted man.
Okay.
In professional wrestling.
Yeah.
What are you coming to the table with for him? Well, is he getting chased by fucking Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Well, no, but that's the thing. Like, I understand the most wanted man, right? I get that part of it. But do a twist on it. Don't be
he did it with zombies.
But not with zombies. I'm saying, like, everybody wants me. I'm the most
the zombies
man.
Wanted him.
Nobody's fucking locking him up. That shit sucks.
Yeah, it was terrible.
He is way better than
you didn't even watch it. Shut up.
I go by what HK says. I trust his judgment.
You two fucking fucks. God damn, if this wasn't 2024, I would just... Oh, man.
Wait, did you love this thing that much?
I didn't love it. I don't give a shit about it. It's an afterthought to me because Nick Nemeth is going to be in New Japan and his first feud is going to be with David Finlay. And I thought him attacking Finlay at the press conference when then cutting that very strong promo piqued my interest because New Japan was the last place that we thought we would see Dolph Ziggler.
And he's killing zombies.
Not at the press conference.
So if he was the zombie killer, then maybe.
Zombie killer Nick Nemeth.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Now that's a gimmick.
Right. Haven't seen that before.
Yeah. Why can't he come out carrying like a fucking stake? Don't you kill zombies with stakes or is that Dracula's? What kills a zombie? Do you poison a zombie? Like how to kill a zombie? I'm going to get creative going for Nick Nemeth here. How to kill a zombie. If it's something easy like a shotgun. Oh, destroy the brain.
Okay.
Bro, eater of brains, Nick Nemeth. Now I'm down for that shit.
Oh, but zombies aren't real, so.
No, they're real. You can eat their brains.
I hate the two of you.
Why, dude, we're trying to solve this thing. It's a mystery.
No, you're not. He's telling us there's no zombies.
There are no zombies.
And you're telling us we have to. His nickname is going to be the Eater of Brains.
Yes.
Well, in this situation, if we're gonna say zombies are real for the sake of the gimmick, right? Then we're gonna buy it. And we're gonna say, all right, you're the brain eater. You're the zombie killer.
The brain eater. Here he comes.
Does he come out to Zombie Eaters by Faith No More?
No, he comes out to Zombie Eater by Colin Oates. Oh, here he comes.
Tyler, you haven't watched the show in a long time, buddy.
Yeah, Tyler, welcome back, buddy. It's not fucking 2014 anymore.
We were lucky if you showed up then. All right, so are we done? Can we get past the video?
Yeah, right, whatever.
We can
try.
You guys
are still hung up on the video?
Hey!
I might be, but we can move forward.
So, Go Ace fucking went all the way to the top, huh?
Go Ace is fucking Triple H. He sucks.
He's the best. Sucks. He's a TV champion and Presidente. Go
Ace. I don't like it. It stinks and I don't like it.
You should like it.
I don't like it. It doesn't make any sense.
You should like it.
Okay, I like this here. Ready? TJ Vegas, ECW zombie, comes back from the dead as double zombie to face Nick Nemeth.
What the fuck's a double zombie?
He's like twice the zombie.
Terrifying is what it is.
You're good, Tyler. We're just busting your balls. You're good.
Yeah, come on. We're all having fun. It's fun.
No double zombie.
Double zombie. Attaboy, TJ.
Bro, we're rolling with the gimmick. Why are you so against Nick Nemeth kicking zombies now?
We can't dig up a dead person.
It's a zombie. You don't have to dig him up. He comes out of the ground.
Right. They do it on their own.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They wipe their own ass.
El Hijo del Zombio.
Yeah.
He does Frankensteiners.
Kind of wish he was a zombie.
Asian Joe wants to know if you're twice the zombie, does that cancel out?
No. It's double the power. Right.
I think that was a reference to Scott Steiner math.
No, it's not. That was a stretch. Anyway, it's like going to Blimpy and getting a Blimpy Best with double meat. You don't get negative meat, you get double meat, right?
You order a double shot.
Yeah, you don't get zero shots for ordering a double shot. What kind of math are we doing here? Steiner math? Is that what this is?
I think he's Psycho Clown. Is there a zombie clown in AAA? What the fuck?
Of course there is. Of course there is. I guarantee you there's zombies in AAA. Let me look this up.
I kind of miss KJG for this. He would.
Oh, shut up. No, you don't.
He would help me put this back.
He would be
on
like, oh, this is amazing. Oh,
zombies are amazing.
That's what he would say.
Not the fact that Nick Nemeth is going to wrestle in the New Japan ring.
Gives a fuck.
Probably against David Finlay.
Superfly versus Zombie Clown. Yes, there is a Zombie Clown in AAA.
Please tell me about Zombie Clown.
I can't. There's a video. He takes on Superfly, and I would imagine that's not the zombie version of Jimmy Snuka, but I could be wrong.
Talk about double zombie.
There's a movie called Zombie Wrestling the Movie. Maybe Nick Nemeth wants to be in the sequel to Zombie Wrestling.
Perhaps we should
Zombie Wrestling.
It's by the production company is Super Kicked. This is perfect.
Yep.
He's got to be in this movie.
Who's in the original?
I don't know. It's just zombie wrestling. I'm trying to see if there's credits.
Do you not know how the internet works?
I am watching the YouTube video because I want to get an idea what this is like. Oh, my God, dude. This guy came out with horns. He's not a zombie. He's like a devil. Oh, he's got a slave, too. Ooh, what wrestling is this?
He's also been known as Monster Clown. I just looked up his Wikipedia because, that's how the internet works.
Is his finisher Monster Rain?
His partner is Psycho Clown.
Of course it is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're all playable characters in Lucha Libre, Triple A, Heroes del Ring.
Gives a shit. I think I have that game. Wait, I got to check the wall. I got to check the wall. Hold on.
Right, well, why he's doing...
Don't mind my lady, Poffo, pale legs.
Let's see. What do we got? Oh, the zombies has really taken over. Asian Joe, this is the best possible interview after... This is the best possible follow-up episode to the Ortiz interview. TJ Vegas, Snuka got out of those murder charges because he was a zombie. Will Mercy or Pro Wrestlers vs. Zombies from Trauma was fun, too. Great, another zombie movie.
Did he say trauma?
Trauma.
It's not trauma, you dummy.
Oh, that's a no. Okay, You know what? It's not the... They're fucking not... You know what? Fuck you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Alan Day wants to know, where's the hat we discussed earlier?
I think the AAA game was so bad I sold it, but I do have this gem, TNA Impact.
Oh, man. That was... That actually was not a bad play. I enjoyed that. Up.
It's probably terrible.
Asian Joe said, give us the entire Spirit Squad as zombies.
Oh, God. It's even got the bonus content DVD that I never took out of the sleeve. I wonder what's
Matthew
on this thing.
Matthew Birch, Superkicked Wrestling is a wrestling promotion that runs a yearly zombie-themed wrestling show where all their performers dress up and wrestle as zombie characters.
See, why didn't Nick Nemeth go there?
Maybe he's lobbying to go there.
Let's be honest. I don't think.
Guess
really
what? Murder Clown also
zombie.
Won the 2015
King of the Ring
worst match of the year.
Of course he did.
Murder Clown, oh. Psycho Clown against Viano 3, 4, and 5.
The Vianos are still around in 2015.
Yeah, man.
They're not up to like 7, 8, 9 yet.
Oh, Viano 3. The Viano 3 died in 2018. This picture they used for him on Wikipedia is not doing him any fucking favors. Holy Jesus Christ.
Was it Viano's 5 and 6 in WCW?
No, it was 3 and 4.
With 3 and 4? Okay.
Yeah. It was the dead Viano who was on WCW.
I don't have his Wikipedia.
A zombie Viano?
Does not have him.
I really thought I had AAA wrestling at some point. I must have fucking got rid of it.
See, Viano 1 has been dead for a while. All right. Let's see. What?
I don't know.
All right. Viano 2.
I'm not a fucking Viano expert.
Oh, Viano 2.
One of them killed Brody?
No, Viano deaths. I don't think they were the Vianos. Let's see. Viano, this is Viano 3, and this doesn't say anything about him being in WCW.
Maybe it's one of those things like 4? LA Park and La Parca and somebody
Viano
else.
Viano 4 is your WCW representative, my friends. 4 and 5.
Oh, there you go. I was wrong.
He fought, 4 made his debut at World War 3, just in case you were wondering.
Nice.
Huh. We learned something new today.
I like it.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And the Viano 4 is still alive.
All right.
Still wrestling? 1, 2, 3 are dead. 4 is alive.
Carrying on the tradition.
5 is alive.
Number 5 alive.
And then Viano 5 Jr. Oh, he doesn't have a Wikipedia. That's disappointing.
Wouldn't he be just Viano like 7 or 8 or whatever?
Yeah, why would he be Jr.?
Hey, man.
Oh, Jr.!
I don't write the rules, bro.
No. Oh, excuse me.
Interesting. All right, so that is so Nick Nemeth, he's in New Japan, and then your boy Gareth won the TV title, and then he got a special challenge the next day at New Year's Dash, and I think it's a terrible, terrible, terrible decision for New Japan.
What happened? What
they're bringing in Matt Riddle.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Now he didn't wrestle Matt Riddle at New Year's Dash though.
No, but Matt Riddle sent a video, and then Matt Riddle will be at the Battle of the Valley this weekend in a tag match. Matt Riddle and a mystery partner against Zack Sabre Jr. and Bad Dude Tito. But
who's Matt Riddle's mystery partner? How do you put Matt Riddle with a mystery partner when the guy hasn't fucking wrestled in New Japan yet?
I don't know.
Maybe it's Zombie Nick Nemeth.
I think they know.
He sucks.
Here's the thing. Does he suck as a human? Probably. But his stuff in the ring was not bad. Before, when he got signed and he was working in Evolve, he had like superstar written all over him. But then his WWE run was not great, and a lot of his skeletons fell out of the closet. And this is a weird, like, if you hear all the stories from like back in the day, like why Dr. Death couldn't go to Japan for a year because he got caught bringing weed into the country. Like, it's this fucking gimmick. I don't know how they're going to work around it. And don't be like, oh, he's not dumb enough to bring weed into Japan. I mean,
Japan's got no weed.
I think they're very, very strict. Yeah, they probably have it, but I don't think you can bring it into the country.
So you got to get their Noah guy.
Did you say a Noah guy? Like the pro wrestling Noah?
Yeah,
Noah, like,
guy.
Yeah, pro wrestling, like, Noah has weed. in Japan.
Noah of course guy. They do.
Yeah, Noah guy.
Hakushi. Oh, Hakushi's got tons of weed, probably.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got it.
He needs the extra scratch for them tattoos he always puts on.
Yeah. You said that Matt Riddle was a superstar, Matt, and I've never seen it, ever. I think that he had a limited character that showed almost no depth until he was in a program with Seth Rollins. The fucking bro thing is never going to be a world champion. You can hit second tier. That's fine. Also, if you're wrestling barefoot, go on with you. Go away. Get out.
I tell you this much. I enjoyed his work with Randy Orton before Orton got hurt. RK-Bro was a good team. Randy was having fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah. As a team.
A lot of fun.
As a team, but yeah. it felt like it meant more because of Randy Orton's inclusion in it.
Well, yeah, but Randy was also trying to build him up too, give him a little bit more of a personality, a little more character, right. You know, like they were doing each other's moves and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was almost like he was like working with him kind of like as a mentor.
But I didn't hate it, dude.
I enjoyed it.
Randy.
I enjoyed it. It was much better than One Trick Pony, just like, yeah, bro, like, that I agree. No
also,
future
like,
for that.
Like, look, again, I still think Matt Riddle is not a good human being, and there's a lot of stuff out there that kind of proves that he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, you can't fault him for the shit they wrote him in WWE and where he's, like, fucked up so many times and he knows this is his last chance and he just has to go out there and be fucking hokey and be like, Randy, like, all goofy shit like that. Like, can't fault the guy for trying to keep his job. You know, and look, Apron Bump is right. They made his cartoon too cartoony.
Simply to
what they did with RVD. I can't read tonight. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I never had the opinion of RVD that I kind of have for Matt Riddle. You know? There was a certain connection that people had with RVD that they didn't have with Matt Riddle.
Yeah.
You know, like, RVD wasn't always like, bro. Like, RVD would, like, actually talk to people and interact with people. And, like, he came across as cool, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, but I think, like, when you see Matt Riddle, when you saw his indie run before he got signed, like, Matt Riddle was fucking cool. Like, I was at shows where people fucking, like, were going crazy for him.
No, I get it, but it's also, you know, from what works on the indies may not necessarily work on the big stage, you know?
Yes, but also, like, you know, the WWE gets their... I'm not blaming the WWE, but if they get their hands on the character and they want to make it a little more... kid friendly, or he can't do this or that or whatever.
No, I,
you know,
get
I don't
it.
Think I don't think he's entirely at fault for his gimmick not working in WWE. I think both parties are responsible for that.
I think his gimmick worked in WWE. He was a talented hand. He was a spot, you know, he was a spot player. I just never saw him being a superstar. He was never reaching the next level.
I would never see world champion Matt Riddle. No way.
Top of the mark was potentially U.S., you know, U.S. Intercontinental area, and it wouldn't be for that long.
Agent Joe, RVD was a cool rock star stoner. Riddle was a burnout stoner character. Apron Bump, the scooter was brutal. Matty Birch, happy belated birthday to Matt, too. HK is spot on with his assessment of Riddle. Dude never had top star potential. It's wild to me that people ever thought he could be more than a tag to mid-card guy.
Who's
I'm shocked. Even in NXT, Riddle was at least somewhat serious at the time and in the Rollins feud.
Who did Riddle get inserted with for six-man stuff? Was it with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens? Against the Bloodline. Remember they needed a third person. I remember specifically, I think it was Matt going like, oh, what are we doing? Riddle's like pretty worthless because he hasn't been winning shit. And then they stuck him in this main event spot and he wound up eating the pin anyway. I'm pretty sure it was with Owens and Zayn against the Bloodline.
Could have been.
He did, his last appearance in Raw, he was teaming with Drew McIntyre. That was a tag team. They're feuding with the New Day.
Was it Drew Bro?
Clay Bros.
That's it.
Let's see.
Oh shit!
One second, I'm looking.
Can I send a congratulations Earl? while you're doing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, please.
Congratulations to our friend Miko Maestro, who brought his second son into the world today. Well, he didn't. His girl did, but you know what I mean.
Congratulations. Was she ever half pregnant during that time?
Well, it was only the half that Tony Halm was involved in.
Yeah, he was part of Backlash 2023, the bloodline against Owens, Riddle, and Sami Zayn.
There you go.
I mean, they tried to put him, you know, he was teaming with Cody and Kevin Owens, taking on Imperium and Judgment Night, Judgment Day.
Judgment Night! Judgment Night!
And he was at fucking MLW this past week, too.
Sure was.
I met him years ago when he was the Progress Atlas champion. He was actually back in the States, and he worked for Tier 1, and I got to meet him. Cool dude.
Matt Riddle? Yeah, he did the show. Yeah. It was the worst interview I've ever conducted. It was my own fucking fault. My fault. Not Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle was fine.
Yeah.
I was all jacked up for it, and then I stuttered and stammered through it like a fucking asshole.
Yeah, bro.
He's in MLW, and he's doing this New Japan Battle of the Valley, and according to Uncle Dave, he will be touring Japan in February with New Japan.
Yeah, something tells me he's not signed with MLW. Court probably just dumped a ton of money in his lap because he wanted to be the first guy to get him after WWE, which makes sense.
I guess. Is it worth the headache, though?
It's not worth the money.
He just shows up, does his match, and that's it. Like, what headache?
Yeah, but you know the way, like, the allegations are out there. The video's out there of him getting all funky at LaGuardia,
yep,
being belligerent. Like, you want to put him in front of your crowd, and people are going to, like...
Aren't these tapings in Philadelphia?
Yeah, but, like...
So who gives a shit? This is what Court wants to do
for business. I'm not talking
about
MLW, per se, more. It's like... New Japan.
You think
like,
New
I don't
Japan
know what
even understands? They probably think like, oh, he's a menace. Let's bring him in.
No, I think it's a terrible decision on their end.
I mean, didn't Brody used to go nuts and run into the crowd and Stan Hansen did that
there's
shit?
There's a difference between doing that like that. Like Gabe Kidd does it. That's his gimmick. He runs through the fucking crowd and like takes people's chairs and shit. And then there's like this dude who's accused of sexually assaulting somebody, leaving his wife... getting belligerent at the airport, getting caught on video, lambasting a travel agent at the gate.
Did he call her sugar tits?
Oh, yeah.
So, he doesn't have a lot going for him.
Well,
nope. He can go away.
Didn't he get kicked out of UFC for doing drugs, too? Was it steroids?
Yes. Nah, he was... I think he left because he didn't want to stop smoking pot.
Yeah, Who had the interview? Was it Dana White or was it another fighter? Where he was like, Matt Riddle's a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
that was Dana
White.
He didn't want to stop smoking weed to make millions of dollars. Fucking idiot.
Yep.
So it's like, maybe he's a little older. Maybe his time in WWE changed his perspective. Maybe him hitting rock bottom with the losing his dream job and his wife and his family, and now he's got a new wife and kids. Maybe he's learned, but like, I don't know, man.
Damn.
Yeah, he could work like some indie shows first, and maybe like
he's not worth the money
there.
He's not
as Tropical would say. He can get off my lawn.
People are gonna bring him in. People are gonna spend the fucking money for him, man.
Of course they are. He's a star.
He's not a star.
Look at how many people brought in Snuka after all the horrific things that he did.
Would you rather meet Jimmy Snuka or Matt Riddle?
Would I rather meet them? I met them both.
Me too.
And I'm just say you haven't. Say you haven't.
Okay.
Like today?
Whenever, man.
Because I would kind of want to meet Jimmy Snuka now, because that'd be real weird.
Yeah, because Dolph Ziggler would kick his head off.
Like where your head's at, still attached to your body. Oh yeah.
No, I'm just saying he's not worth the money. I don't know what his appearance charge is, what his match fees are. I don't know what his booking fees are. I can tell you he's not worth it. How many people, and I know that like when he was in WWE, his gimmick was somewhat over. But how many people are out there are hardcore fucking Riddle fans? I guarantee you his merch didn't move until he was in RK-Bro. Right? He's not worth the money. He's not a superstar.
All right. I don't know. I mean, I got nothing else to say. I enjoyed RK-Bro. I could take him or leave him. I don't have this disdain for him, but whatever.
I'd be interested to find out what the money is.
Get Uncle Dave on the phone. I'm sure.
Like
he
maybe
knows.
He knows. Like he's got this stigma now, so he can't go and charge. He can't go out there and be like, "I want this exorbitant amount of money to come and do your show." Like maybe
I got
he's taking a pay
too.
Cut. Do you?
Yeah.
I'll bite. What's your stigma?
The stigma. Sorry.
For what?
For funsies? Yeah.
You couldn't even get it out. You couldn't even get your joke out.
Do people at home know what I was going to say?
Where are you going to stigma your dick?
Stigma dick. Stigma nuts under your chin. Stigma dick in your mouth.
Wouldn't it be stig your nuts on your chin?
Stigma.
Know.
Stigma nuts on your chin.
Yeah,
under
on,
your chin.
Under.
No.
What
I'm old. They hang.
Ugh.
You'll get there.
Yuck.
You know the story, the story about Jesus carrying you and the footprints in the sand.
All right, easy dice. Take it easy.
It's a set of footprints and two lonely nuts. Just two little tracks dragging in the sand.
It's like when I fucking dragged the Christmas tree into the backyard today
with one arm.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah!
Oh my goodness!
Are you guys ready for? Any other questions about Wrestle Kingdom before we go forward? I know you guys don't give a shit, but
no, I mean I give a shit.
So I watched it last year.
All right.
I enjoyed what I watched last year. Not as good this year.
So this year, I think it checked all the boxes. They wrapped up all the stories. The wrestling was fantastic. There wasn't that. Danielson Okada was fucking awesome. They didn't have that. Like last year, the Ospreay Omega match was like it, right? But this card didn't have that match.
Okay.
But this card was one of the better Wrestle Kingdoms. Like, the House of Torture match is dog shit. You know, that's what it's meant to be. It's a complete fucking shit show. But other than that, like, everything checked every box. All the stories were finished. New stories started. The stuff with TJP was fucking unbelievable. The War Dogs killed him. He came back as this Filipino, like, demon.
Zombie?
A demon. I'm going to look it up right now.
I say, if he was killed and he came back, wouldn't that be more zombie than demon?
I mean, he's Filipino. I don't know if they have zombies in the Philippines.
I'm not sure either.
I don't know. It's weird, right?
Okay. Hold on. It's an Aswang.
Aswang? Tony's got Aswang.
I got Swam ass.
And I got Aswang.
Aswang? Like W-O-N-G?
A-S-W-A-N-G. Aswang?
Aswang.
It's a Filipino folklore. And that's what he came back as, the Aswang.
Yep, definitely surpasses last year's Wrestle Kingdom. Booyah shaka booyah.
Who the fuck comes out as the Aswang?
Can you please? God damn it. All right, hold on. Give me one second here.
I am Aswang. What the fuck? I got zombies and Aswang. You're really selling this shit to me.
Jesus, you killed Handsome Kevin. I hope you're happy.
All right,
Getting a fucking zombie JJ Rogue next week.
Let's see if I can share this with you guys.
Aswang. This is pretty creepy. It's like a devil looking thing with big wings.
Yeah, it's not what he wore.
Well, he didn't have to wear them. If he's an Aswang, he's got wings. Aswang gives you wings.
A fucking ass Wong.
All right, what are we doing? We're looking at porn. There you go. Wait, is that him? That's not him.
Yes, that's him.
He looks like the fucking. He looks like Bray Wyatt, for God's sake.
Can I make it bigger?
Oh yeah.
It's kind of.
You need a little octopus action for that shit.
I can't make it bigger,
dude. Oh, what'd you do?
Hold on. Give me a second here.
Yeah, give us
Aswang.
I'm bringing back the Aswang.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Oh, wait, how am I going to show you Aswang? Can I do a screen thing? Present.
Yes, you can also do the screen screen thing.
Oh, share screen. Okay. No, I wanted to share Aswang. Here. No, I don't want. I just want. Ah, fuck. All right, here we go. Oh, wait, sharing?
Well, that's the one. I don't know what your Aswang might be better than mine.
All right, well, here, take a look at this Aswang. Oh, fuck. Did it share?
I'm going to take mine out.
Did it share? Did it work?
Yeah.
You got to add it now.
There you go. How's that for an ass Wong? TJ Penis, am I right? I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I think my ass Wong beat your ass Wong. It's more like an ass Wang, am I right? Towed by a Tesla. Whew. Ass Wang. Let me write that down too. That's a contender.
So that was fucking cool in that story.
Of course it was. It was a Wang.
The David Finley, John Moxley, Will Ospreay 3-way dance was fucking awesome.
No, it wasn't.
It was absolutely awesome.
I bet you it wasn't.
It was.
I mean,
what? Why?
No. I heard for the first 5 minutes, they just beat up on Dave Finley to try to eliminate
him
from
the match.
Yes,
that was the agreement they made because nobody wanted to see David Finley.
Agreements.
There's a story. Hold on. Anyway. Hold on, Grumpy Gus.
Gus.
Because there's a story. It goes all the way back to 2022 at the Windy City New Japan show where Moxley pinned Ospreay, but Ospreay's foot was under the rope. And it should have never happened. And then they never got to have the rematch because Ospreay got sick and almost died. And then Moxley went to rehab. So people wanted it to be Ospreay and Moxley for this title. Nobody wanted David Finlay in. So they figured if they eliminated David Finlay in the first 5 minutes, then they could wrestle each other. It was a great device in storytelling, and it worked perfectly in the match. Why do you have your head down? Why are you touching your temples? What is your fucking problem with this?
It's John Moxley, bro.
I don't know what that means.
Did he come out to Wild Thing? Na, 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 na. No, you hit everything.
No, he has a different theme
song. Everything bloody.
What is this? Oh, Wild Thing.
He's not. He doesn't. No, it doesn't come out. Hey, it's Wild Thing. No, he doesn't have. Let's get another fucking YouTube strike here.
Fuck it, who cares? Right? Paying a shit anyway, these hand jobs. Fucking music we use for commercials and shit. I've heard 5,000 other podcasts using that shit, but we always get, oh, sorry, we cannot monetize it. Fuck you. Fuck you, tube. What was that? Ah, Aswang!
This is his theme song in New York.
Blood and eating bones. This fucking mook.
You don't like that?
No, it doesn't fit him. You know what he needs?
This doesn't fit him.
No. No. This fits like Great Kabuki walking slowly to the ring. This is not John Moxley music.
John Moxley walks slowly to the ring?
He waddles like a fucking duck.
Oh, stop.
He should come to the ring to, can you quack?
Can he, does he work heel in Japan or is he working face?
This, he was working, I guess you could say he worked face in this match.
Okay, I was going to say.
Thanks, Asian Joe. Sounds like a guitar solo from somebody at Guitar Center.
You know, I actually, I prefer that entrance music over Wild Thing.
Yeah, Wild Thing is terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I always think of, what's the major, is it Major League?
Yes.
Major League.
That's the version from Major League.
That's all I think about when I hear that song.
Yep. Rip Vaughn coming out of the dugout.
Yeah.
And John Moxley walking through the crowd.
That's another bitch that can go away, too.
Who? Charlie Sheen?
Oh, yeah.
Tiger Blood
Man?
Yeah. You like Tiger Blood Man?
No, you know I don't fucking like him.
Do I really? You only took
we talked about
pool.
It. Yeah.
You need to talk about it some more?
No, I don't.
I don't know, man. Just not a big fan of Moxley.
Yep.
Sorry. If he did a good job, he did a good job. Whatever.
He's gotten worse as time's gone on.
Oh, you guys, this match was fantastic.
The match might have been good, but he's gotten a lot worse.
Fuck it.
And then Okada Danielson was great.
Told a good story or no?
Oh, my God. Dickhead Okada's the fucking best. He went right after Danielson's eye, right after his eye, and they told the story from Forbidden Door. It's just the everything in Japan is different.
Do you? All right, let me ask you a question. Let me pivot on that. That's a good point you brought up. Do you think AEW is trying too hard to bring New Japan to the United States with its style? Because honestly, if you're a fan of New Japan and this is something you like, that's fine. But maybe New Japan style wrestling just doesn't work for the average wrestling fan in the United States. Because you could tell, especially lately, New Japan is heavily influencing what Tony Khan's doing.
I mean, the Continental Classic was some of the best stuff that they've done. Like the idea, which was they took from New Japan. You know, and I'm sure New Japan took the round robin deal from somebody else. I'm sure some fucking nerd or yell at me at some point for that. But it doesn't the Japanese wrestling fan base is not they're more invested in the product in Japan. Like American people, look, man, like there's a reason why there's no like and look, I don't follow enough people from Japan. But I'm just going to assume, like, there's not a ton of, like, spoilers that get posted if there's a show that's not on TV. There's not a lot of, handheld footage from, like, people in the crowd. Like, you go to a wrestling show, you sit next to somebody, they're on their fucking phone half the night. They're not paying attention. So when something important happens, they might enjoy it for 10 seconds, but then they're just back to their, they got to be the first person to tweet about it. They got to be the first person to tell their friends or give a spoiler to a dirt sheet or whatever. And then like, and so point in case in the Danielson Okada match, Danielson puts Okada in the submission hold that he used to beat him at Forbidden Door. And Okada is not submitting and it's going on for a good amount of time, but the crowd is swelling. You could hear them cheering Okada on to kick out, and if that spot is done in the States, people are kind of punched out at that point. They're not emotionally invested and heavily invested in the storytelling that they're doing in Japan, and I think that's like, I don't think New Japan works in the state. Like, if you just watch WWE and you go to a New Japan show that's in San Jose, it's a wrestling show, and you'll be like, this was cool, but you're gonna miss a lot of what New Japan is all about. You don't understand what strong style is. You kind of don't know the stories. Why is this like? Why are they going nuts for this fucking old guy with the Honma Mania shirt on? Like they don't know. They don't know about Honma. It's just different. The crowds are just so. They're much better in Japan, especially for a show like Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah, but do you think like trying to shoehorn all these aspects of Japanese wrestling into AEW is what's really hurting AEW at this point?
I think what's hurting AEW is it was presented to us as an alternative. Right?
Yeah.
And they have done that. They bring in old WWE guys. They're not pushing their young guys to the forefront. Like, I shouldn't have to see Sting, Ric Flair, Edge, The Big Show. They shouldn't be on TV every fucking week. Like, okay, Big Show might be a reach. But I don't, no offense to Sting. It was fun when you signed him the first time. But now, like for the next, like, 8 weeks, this whole build-up to his last match in North Carolina, like, what do we do? Who's he going to beat?
Sting's,
you know, it's,
never...
It's, they were presented as an alternative, and then they turned into WWE Lite. In my eyes, my opinion.
Yeah, but I also think that they're trying to force all this strong style shit on wrestling fans, and that doesn't work.
Like, that was just independent wrestling, though. That was the PWGs and the AAWs of the world.
Yeah, but it's front and center. I mean, look at the fucking Continental Classic final alone. Half of that match was the two of them standing in front of each other, just trading chops for no fucking reason.
That's more of like an Eddie Kingston homage to like All Japan.
Yeah, but he should stop with the homages and start wrestling a fucking style that's his own. He doesn't look like one of these Japanese badasses. He's a fucking trucker from Yonkers. He should be playing that character instead of like trying to homage everything that he ever fucking watched as a kid. You know what I'm saying?
People love Eddie.
People love, and yeah, they should. He's charismatic. He knows how to connect with the people. But his wrestling is fucking terrible. And the fact that Moxley, like, the two of them are like two fucking peas in a pod going along together doing this shit. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? But you have to remember,
Moxley was a deathmatch wrestler before he was anywhere remotely close to the WWE.
And you know what? I'm going to fucking say it. When he was in WWE, I liked his shit. He had a great look. He had great wrestling skills. He put on great matches. Go back and watch all the shit with the Shield and the fucking Wyatt family, dude. Those guys were out to murder each other, and everything looked great. He's trying to be something he's not.
If you find time, I want you to watch the three-way dance, because I think Moxley in New Japan is a lot different than Moxley in AEW.
But then why is he so fucking weird in AEW? Like, do you like him in AEW?
It's never really bothered me. I don't put him at the top of the list.
But like when you hear Wild Thing and he comes walking through the crowd, are you like, yeah, Moxley match? Are you just like, oh, Moxley match?
I'm like, all right, Moxley's here.
There you go. So he's bringing no value to the product.
That's just me, though.
That's a lot of people, though, dude.
Is it, though?
Yeah, he don't know if he's a face, he don't know if he's a heel. It's not even like he's a tweener. He just fucking like, whatever. And that's part of the reason why fucking MJF got shit on. All that bullshit because Adam Cole fucking turned on him. It's like they ruined his fucking character, dude. They ruined him.
A lot of those
the goofball
guys,
with the fucking kicks. Get the fuck.
Yeah, but that
he was
I mean,
fucking murdering machine, that kid. Beating
that,
people with fucking wrestling.
Is that what do they always say? When the heel is the hottest, that's when you turn him babyface.
Nah, but he should have. Why couldn't he just ride out the way he was? Why couldn't he ride out the way he was?
As much as I hated the devil thing, I think if Adam Cole doesn't break his ankle at Grand Slam, I think we get the reveal before World's End.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, like, oh, we paid Joe to help us? Didn't Joe break Roderick Strong's neck? Isn't that what happened? Wasn't that how that story went?
Yes.
So then, oh, Roddy, hey, here you go. Here's a couple of bucks, Joe. Thanks for breaking my neck. Here, can you do this for me? You must be really good at breaking necks. Can you do an extra one for us?
I mean, look, Adam Cole says this is the guy that we're going to pay. This is the guy that we're going to pay.
Adam Cole.
You all have a goal together, you know? You can't live in the past forever.
There you go. Squad goals Tony. Frozen Tony.
Did we lose him?
No, I don't know what happened. My internet went to shit, and I'm on a fucking hard wire. This makes no sense. I swear to God, I'm wired in. I'm looking at the fucking connection here. It just all went to shit, and then you guys were frozen.
Oh, gotcha.
Let's see. Ace Shock wants to know, how does AEW avoid being another insert company's light? Can't be WWE light. Can't be NJPW light.
Like I said a couple weeks ago, there was a charm to AEW when they first started. They could have easily went in a million different directions. At some point, they felt the need to be like WWE. Now they feel like they need to be like New Japan. If they would have stayed the course, I think business would have been okay for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
part of that still, in my eyes, Cody leaving. That was a major hit to every aspect of the company with Cody leaving. But I still go back to their presentation. Their presentation now is more like WWE than it ever has been in the past. So when you look at their presentation right away, you see that you're going to compare it. And in comparison, it's not going AEW's way.
And why are we pushing Riho again? Can we fucking just send her back? Give her a couple bucks, be on your way.
Push
Serious.
Her. Push her.
No, I'd rather have Maki Ito back than fucking Riho. Let's
sure
be honest.
You would.
At least Maki Ito's fucking entertaining.
Riho's flying around with no regard for her life.
She weighs 40 pounds, dude. We're talking half a Marco stunt.
And she wrestles like it.
Oh, she's terrible. She's terrible.
Yeah, I'm not a Riho fan. I am interested to see the Deonna Purrazzo situation.
Oh, my God. Sister got to take some fucking courage pills before she hits the fucking curtain.
Yikers. That fell her, so fucking flat.
Oh, my God. She was so warbly in her voice. It's like, you've performed in front of people before. You got to fucking be ready for this. Maybe she's not ready. I don't know. She was fantastic in fucking Impact.
Yeah, that flat. They brought her out in front of her hometown crowd thinking that they would get more, I'm guessing. But
oh my God, and fucking everybody's, oh, and she's from here! Oh,
right.
Fuck
yeah.
Off!
Yeah, it was, the crowd didn't seem like they were that up for it either, and the whole thing was, it was flat, man. It was not good. The only thing that I did like is that they didn't go dark in the arena before she popped up out of nowhere. I liked that they didn't do that.
April Bump says she's always been a bad talker. She always sounds like she's about to cry.
Well, then maybe that's her. I don't know. She seemed very warbly when she came out for this one.
Warbly.
Yeah, like...
Scott George, everything behind the scenes fell apart once Cody left.
Yep.
Hang
on that
says,
one, correct.
MJF wanted in kayfabe to trust people. Staying the same rarely does anything positive.
I mean, it worked fine for Austin for 7 years.
Yeah.
You know?
So we got Deonna Purrazzo now in the women's division. The dirts are saying that Mercedes is coming in very shortly.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah, I'm sorry, she don't rate with me anymore.
I'm so fucking tired of hearing about her. Golly.
Well, she fucked New Japan.
Where's she gonna go?
She didn't fuck New Japan. She broke her ankle. How?
She fucking put the belt on a woman that wasn't even signed to the company.
They had to pivot from that.
Ah, fall out of the ring, get counted out, do something.
Well, she still couldn't defend the title. It worked out. Willow was fine, and then she got to defend the title against Julia. Now Julia's the champ.
Wait, Julia's the New Japan Women's Champion?
Yes.
That belt is still around?
Yes.
Does she defend it in Stardom? Notice there were no women at fucking Wrestle Kingdom this year. Huh.
Okay. She's defending the title this Saturday at Battle in the Valley.
Julia. Against who?
Trisha Dora.
All right, Trisha's got some. She's worthy competition.
I think. Yes, 100%. But I get you're tired of hearing about Mercedes Moné.
Yep.
But does she not help that women's division? Really?
No.
The same fucking thing's gonna happen. The same fucking. They bring in Edge, right? And already, I enjoy what he's doing with Christian. But already the bloom's falling off, right? Already. And then they're going to bring her in.
He beat fucking Cole. He beat Griff Garrison on Collision.
Yeah, great for him.
Great.
Griff Garrison. Big win, guy. And then she's going to come in, and everybody's going to be pumped for, 2 weeks, and then she's going to fucking fall to the back. See you later.
Yep.
Give a fuck about Mercedes Moné.
And can I tell you this much? Not really feeling Toni Storm anymore either.
No,
the gimmick is fine. The in-ring work, ugh.
Nah, I think the whole thing, though, when it was fun when you thought she was losing her mind,
but now it's just it's
but
just
now it's
is,
just like yeah. enough
because we have to accept everyone. People, AEW is accepting.
No, it's just like it's not.
They ruined the gimmick.
It's not fun anymore. Look, Jamie Hayter's due back soon. Thunder
oh,
Rose
God,
is back.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Jamie Serena Hayter's Deeb so is wonderful. Back.
Finally, some hitters.
They're getting, like, and look, as much as you maybe didn't like the Deonna Purrazzo debut, maybe she was shaky, she can fucking go. Like, her impact.
Then can we get rid of all these other women? Can we just fucking, like, Ruby Soho, gone. Fucking Saraya, Sarucha, Sayonara, get rid of her. Half of these fucking women need to go, dude. Let them ply their trade somewhere else. Cut bait. And that goes for the men's roster, too. It's just we happen to talk about the women. Get rid of some of these fucking stalwarts. Just day one. Who gives a shit? You know who else was day one? Joey Janela. Where's he been? You know who else was day one? Sonny Kiss. Where's he been? Like, seriously. Just because you're day one doesn't mean you got a job for life. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, they've gotten rid of a lot of
Big Swole was day one, wasn't she?
Yeah,
Tony Khan smoked all her fucking weed and kicked her in the asshole.
So Awesome Khan was there day one.
The only woman that's left from day one, I think, is Nyla Rose.
Rio.
Okay.
Rio.
Rio's been, like, in and out, though.
Rio.
Oh. There's not a lot of day oneers left, guys.
So get rid of the day twoers. Get rid of there's a lot of them we need to get rid of.
Move on to day three and day four, too.
Oh, my God. Just get rid of them.
There's just a little.
Abaddon should be Abaddon. That fucking match with Julia Hart, what in the God's green earth was that shit?
It was not good. Yes, Britt Baker was day one, I think, too.
Julia Hart's a stud.
Britt Baker, she'll get a pass when she comes back. They got to figure out something good for her to do, though. Yeah. And not fucking cage matches with other women just to have cage matches. Can we get past that, please?
Probably not.
I don't know. It's
not Tony. Do you give a shit if Mercedes shows up anywhere at this point? Like just fucking anywhere.
No. She's spoiled milk, bro.
Yep.
She's spoiled milk. She's too much of a wah wah. She was a wah wah a couple times in WWE. She's like, I'm done. That all I think of is that poor guy. That fucking was taking a picture with her that she made him fucking stand 8 feet away from her. You want to fucking give my opinion on Mercedes Moné?
Okay, she so sucks. Mercedes Moné is wah-wah, but when she gets in the ring, she's great. So she's no different than Shawn Michaels. I don't know why Tony's frozen, but that's fucking hysterical.
That great fucking face from being frozen in. He looks fucking perfect. No, there's a huge difference between Mercedes.
Is there though? Like, I don't think we've seen Mercedes hit the top of her game. The stuff she did in Bayley in NXT was great. She had an awesome Hell in the Cell match. Like when Shawn Michaels was being wah wah, taking my ball home and crying. Like he could do it in the ring, but outside of the ring, he was a piece of shit. So I don't think there's any difference between the two.
I think it's a big fucking stretch.
You know how much I fucking want to murder Comcast right now. You don't know how much I want to fucking throw all this shit out the window.
But what makes it such a stretch?
Comparing Mercedes Moné to Shawn Michaels?
Yes.
Oh my God, are you serious? Like I know you hate Shawn Michaels, but
not
or is yours, Tony?
Not fucking Dutch boy Shawn Michaels when he got back. Wah wah, take my ball and go home, Shawn Michaels. Great in the ring. 1996 Shawn Michaels may be arguably the best wrestler we've ever seen. But all the bullshit outside the ring, the wah wah, take my he's had fucking a dozen championships. He's lost what, two at that point in his career? Because he never wanted to lose. He wanted to take his ball and go home. So Sasha Banks is a little wah-wah. But when she gets in the fucking ring, dude, her matches are fucking great. So I don't think it's that out of the box to make that comparison. If you're going to sit there and say she's a wah-wah face all the time.
What matches of hers would you put up against some of the greatest matches of all time? Like, does she rank? Do you have any matches of hers where you're like, this is one of the greatest matches I've ever seen?
Her and Bayley at TakeOver.
Okay.
She had that Hell in the Cell match. Against with Charlotte, Bailey? Maybe? No. I think it was Mercedes. It was Sasha and Sasha Banks. Hell in a Cell. It was. Was it her and Charlotte? In the first ever Women's Hell in a Cell, 2016.
She dropped. Was she the one that dropped the title to Bianca?
Yes.
They okay. So all right. So to go back to your point, she does have a list of fucking really great matches. What do you think the problem is?
I don't know. I don't know what. I mean,
HBK, so why isn't she up there on that same echelon as Shawn Michaels?
Why isn't she?
Yeah. Is it just for the fact that she's a female wrestler?
No, I think people put her up there. Now, look, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know I hate women's wrestling. It does zero for me. You could tell me that. And look, I've tried, and I put over the Stephanie Vaccour earlier. Like, she's one of the few women I enjoy watching. But the fucking Stardom shit, like, I don't get it. It does nothing to me. They're two 90-pound chicks. They fucking run at each other. They hit hard as fuck. It just doesn't work for me. Why? I'm the wrong guy to ask because I don't put women's wrestling up on that pedestal. Or wrestling or whatever people want to call it. Like, I know there's a lot of people who feel that way about Sasha.
Like, take a look, though. Like, for a stretch, Becky Lynch was the man. She was more over than as much as anybody else in that roster, if not more so.
Yep.
She, like, where is she now? Like, do you put her up again, like, in that level of Shawn Michaels? Do you put her up in that level of John Cena? You know what I'm saying? Maybe it is just a women's wrestling thing. Maybe the women just tend to rate more with female fans. I don't know. Maybe it's somebody to look up to. I don't know. All I know is if you're throwing people like Shawn Michaels at me, like Bret Hart, like Ric Flair, like John Cena, sorry. Even the women on their best day can't hold a candle to these guys. And I don't know what it is. They just don't.
So I think somewhere in the argument it was lost. You said she's Wawa face.
Oh, she's Wawa face for sure.
I'm comparing her Wawa faceness to Shawn Michaels' Wawa faceness. I'm not comparing her to Shawn Michaels.
Okay, but even Wawa face, why does Shawn Michaels... Why do we give Shawn Michaels... Did we give Shawn Michaels the benefit of the doubt?
I think Shawn Michaels... I did not. I don't give Shawn a fuck Michaels... if he found Jesus. I don't give a fuck if he had a drug problem. I don't give a fuck if his eyes are turning into one eye. Unacceptable.
Shawn Michaels stayed with the company. Shawn Michaels left when he had a reason to because his back was fucked up.
Oh, I mean, and he was fucked up on pills.
No, but he did do the tradition, and he dropped the title to Austin when he absolutely had to.
Oh,
for whatever reason.
Then he disappeared for a while. I would bet my fucking house that if Shawn Michaels was not hurt, he would have put up a fucking fuss about dropping that title to Austin.
He did. And Undertaker had to fucking set him straight.
But that's because his fucking back was fucked up. I think
maybe
if he
that's
was
100- a problem. Maybe nobody set Sasha straight and she just thought, like, I'm going to fucking do what I want. Same thing happened to China. China thought her shit didn't stink. She's like, yeah. Pay me Austin money. They said, good one.
And one of the things that rubs me really wrong about Sasha is she, yeah, she definitely comes across like she is better than you. And she believes
that's the gimmick.
That she is better. No. I'm talking about like fucking signings and shit.
Oh, I don't give a shit about that.
No. Treat people the right way. MJF gets away with it because it's like people enjoyed that part of his character, right? That was enjoyment for them.
Being
a dick to people.
But in fairness, if you're waiting at her fucking hotel for her, that's unacceptable.
Different. That's different.
No, that's a different story.
Sign.
But also too, you got to understand, like women. Wrestling or anywhere in life, they got to deal with a lot of fucking creepy people like rolling up on them. You know what I'm saying? So maybe I understand that she's guarded, but in the same token, you're putting yourself out there that you're having a fucking meet and greet, that you're having signings, that you're taking photos. You know what I'm saying? So if you're putting yourself out there, you got to fucking put a smile on, champ. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. You have a right not to have some fucking creeper like molesting up on you or trying to hug you and shit like that. But if somebody's fucking paying money to take a picture with you, take a fucking picture with the dude, you know? If he's creepy, you got somebody there to fucking handle it. You know? Just saying.
No, look, look, people have fucking bad days. And I also don't think people, like, the dudes just fucking roll out of bed, bro, when they show up for these things. These ladies got to, God knows how long it takes them to put on all this fucking makeup. Who knows what time they had to wake up. Then you got fucking weird, sweaty, gross people trying to fucking touch you for the whole autograph signing. I get fucking annoyed, too. I don't want you to put your fucking arm around me. Knock it off, you ghoul.
Do fucking autograph signing. And don't fucking do it. Don't take the money.
No part of an autograph signing says you get to touch the performer.
Yeah, but usually, like, even if I'm taking a picture with one of the male wrestlers, like, he'll come in, put his arm around me, put my arm around
he'll
him.
He'll put his arm around
thumbs
you.
Thumbs up. Yeah.
So he initiates it.
Well, or sometimes I do, too. It doesn't make a difference. Like, I got pictures with tons of wrestlers with my arm around them.
So do I. I'm just saying.
I got a picture of Sensational Sherry somewhere where I got my arm around her. I got Jake the Snake giving me fucking titty twisters. It is what it is.
I don't know. I just think it's a lot different for the women wrestlers.
It probably is.
It 100% is. Somebody tried to fucking kidnap Sonya Deville.
Right. Yes. No,
that's
absolutely
why she has a fucking gun in her car.
It is.
Well, that person needs to fucking see the inside of a jail cell for
a
long time.
The problem is there's so many people like that out there. Dude, you go on Twitter right now and just pop in Sasha Banks' name. The amount of parody accounts or accounts just dedicated to her is fucking frightening. It's frightening. You want to get some action on Twitter? Go on Twitter right now and say, I fucking hate Mercedes Moné. I hope she never debuts at Dynamite. I hope she fucking rolls her ankle and she has to spend the rest of her life in a wheelchair. You will get
Jesus
the most
Christ.
Fucking hits you've ever had on Twitter.
That's a little much.
I said rolled her ankle, okay?
All right.
I was trying to go to the extreme without getting too extreme.
I won't be putting that out there, but I don't give a fuck where she goes. I don't care about her. She
and
can
I
go away.
I understand it because we were at that point with Sia. I was at that point in 6 months ago with CM Punk. Is he going to show up in WWE? Is he going back to AEW? Mott Spock, will that fit in 280 characters? Luke Peterson, Sister Sherry. Oh yeah,
he's always had a thing for Sister Sherry. Oh yeah,
I have a picture with Sherry, which was also taken. No, it wasn't. The picture where it looks like I'm coming in my pants is when I'm between Francine. The picture with me, Francine, and Sonny, I look like I am just like Undertaker eyes. I'm like.
Got you in the vinegar strokes, did it?
I don't know what it is. It's the worst picture I've ever seen of myself. I get not wanting to hear about her, but you're silly to think that she's not going to make an impact when she shows up and dies.
This poor fucking chud. He just wanted a picture with his favorite WWE superstar. She's like, here you go. Here's your order. I would love to. Can somebody in the chat take this picture and just Photoshop different things in her hand?
That'd be great.
Send them to KJG's fucking DMs.
Aren't there like weird ones though, where like people are like four people are like hugging each other and like
hugging each other?
Yeah, I think there's one with like another female wrestler where they're all like reenacting a photo.
Maybe.
I don't know, man. These and she looked happy
hysterical.
In that picture.
Who?
Sasha, did you smiling?
This is fucking terrible. This is absolutely. I can fucking show hundreds of these. Oh my God.
Are they
this
all is, of Sasha Banks? Because I feel like you're going after Sasha Banks.
Well, I mean, I did Google Sasha Banks, but there you go. She's an equal opportunity poser. This is fucking terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Look, man, it's an autograph signing means you sign a picture. That doesn't. There's no fucking picture in there. If they're taking pictures, there has to be some parameter. When I got my picture taken with Triple H, I couldn't go behind the table. I had to kneel down in front of the table.
Yeah, you just kneel over the table. But you understood when you showed up, like, that's the way it was. You saw other people taking pictures like that, right?
You don't think that they told these fucking weirdos when they bought these tickets that you can't touch her?
No. But in those pictures, that's a Comic-Con. And at Comic-Cons, when they do pictures, there's a line. You go up, you walk in front of the gimmick, you take your picture. That's the way that shit works. And I have never been to a Comic-Con where one of the performers stood that far away from the person they're taking a fucking picture with.
Now, in fairness, there are other pictures here. I can go through them. There's a picture.
There you go. Brendan Haney. Becky Lynch has the prom picture with the creep.
Yeah, of course. Of course. We all saw that picture.
Okay. So she doesn't want to fucking be around the fans. She doesn't want them touching her. Can you blame her?
Yeah. You should touch all these chuds.
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
I can't get the rhythm like you get it, dude.
Practice.
Octopus. Yeah, I'm going to need to. I need something to practice on. When are you coming back to Jersey?
Soon, I hope.
Me too.
So you can stay in Tony's basement. I wouldn't fault you. I
know. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Mercedes Money.
So
Money.
Right. So you.
All right. I'd love to see Sasha Banks super kicking some zombies. That's all I'm going to say. All I want to see.
That's all you want to see?
I'd like to see Sasha kick zombies somewhere in New Japan or TNA.
We, as we wrapped up the show last week and everybody went their separate ways to make dinner or settle in or whatever, a former WWF champion returned to Monday Night Raw. And it was Jinder Mahal.
Fuck yeah.
They hit you with the old Swervsky, and The Rock came back. And The Rock said when he goes out to eat, he doesn't want to sit in the booth. He doesn't want to get a booster chair. He doesn't want to sit in a regular chair. He wants to sit at the head of the table.
You're missing a great part, though.
Are you staying awake?
No, sorry. I don't know what the deal was. I mean, I get it. They brought Jinder Mahal in to get this big setup. Apparently, Jinder Mahal did a fucking bang-up job with his fucking promo, too. Shitting on the U.S., shitting on the country, shitting on everybody. It was some good shit. And then The Rock came out and fucking beat him up. It's almost like it was a missed opportunity. Jinder Mahal could fucking go. No joke. That was some fire he was spitting to build that crowd up, getting fucking angry.
So now the and HK went to take a leak. So when he comes back, we'll get his. Now people automatically think this is the match for WrestleMania: Rock Roman Reigns.
It's gotta be.
But they're also going to Australia for Elimination Chamber in February.
All right. So what's your thoughts on the game plan for Roman Reigns then? If that's what you're thinking.
So SmackDown on Friday night, he got involved in the triple threat match between LA Knight, Randy Orton, and AJ.
Yes.
And he took everybody out. Nobody was declared a winner. Nick Aldis said to Paul Heyman, "Enjoy it now because at the Royal Rumble it's a fatal four way."
Yeah.
And rumor is like it just they didn't want to bring Randy Orton back just to get pinned so quickly. So I'm sure LA Knight will take the loss or something, but whatever. Roman in a four-way at the Rumble works. Then I think Roman Rock in Australia.
But when is that? Before or after
it's
Mania?
It's before Mania. How? We can't. My thing is, what are we going to do with Cody? It's finished the story. Cody's going to finish the story. Well, when now?
Rock definitely did not come back to beat Roman Reigns.
No, which is why I think it fits. You're going to Australia for the first ever live PLE. What bigger way to bring the Australians out to this show than to have fucking Rock Roman Reigns be at Elimination Chamber?
Well, here's the thing, though. WWE going to Australia is like AEW going to Wembley. I think it's selling out no matter what. How often does WWE go to Australia? Never. These people are going to be rabid to sell out this fucking thing anyway. I think. My problem is, I really don't have an issue with Roman going into WrestleMania against The Rock. I don't have an issue with him beating The Rock. I think that's the way it should go. Because if Rock beats Roman, you fucking pissed it away, honestly, I think.
Oh, you can't have The Rock beat Roman.
So do we wind up stretching it out? Cody gets his big victory, say, at SummerSlam? Do we push it to SummerSlam? SummerSlam's a big event for WWE. It's the main. It's mania of the summer.
Nah, look, I know. I love SummerSlam. I always will consider it one of the big four.
Because it is.
But it's just, it's written in the stars that Cody has to avenge last
he
year.
He has to avenge.
Loss.
Does he have
but
to
he has
do,
to
it, at
do it at WrestleMania?
No, I mean.
At some outdoor fucking stadium in summer. I don't know. It just doesn't. It doesn't.
Cody's bringing the heat for SummerSlam.
It doesn't do it for me.
Just
I'm
like
sorry.
His old man in Sapphire did with Miss Elizabeth.
So you're thinking that they're doing.
Was that WrestleMania?
Rock,
I don't remember.
Rock Roman, almost like a side quest for Roman, like they did last year with him and Sammy?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't mind it. If it's not going to be at Rumble, I don't know if it's going to be, like, you would think that it would have
to
be at
So
Mania.
You were taking like, a piss, Rock HK. They, oh, yeah. Sorry to cut you off. They set up the Rumble is Roman four-way. Orton, yep. Yeah, four-way. So that's yep. out.
Yep. And I don't know that there's an issue necessarily with Rock Roman at Mania. I mean, fuck. Make it interesting. Make it a three-way dance. Cody
no,
beats Rock.
No.
Rock and Roman on the same night.
Nope. Nope.
Go for it.
Nope. It. Nope.
I am not in awe of having The Rock back. You know what I mean? Like it'll be interesting for the short amount of time that he's there. It's not going to be a full program, obviously. His schedule just takes too much. So if they do anything Rock Roman, I would either, like you said, the side quest there at Elimination Chamber, that works for me, or have Cody dethrone The Rock at WrestleMania. Push Rock Roman to SummerSlam. I mean, go back to that promo that Cody had cut. The promo that Cody had cut last year regarding Roman dropping the title to him and the Usos going away and Heyman going back to being an advocate and his, you know, him not being the head of the table anymore. Closing that entire story post-WrestleMania, Cody takes the belt off of Roman and then The Rock beats Roman at SummerSlam. I think that works out.
If you're going to do it that way, so you're saying The Rock's going to beat Roman at SummerSlam?
I'm saying, like, if you're going to do that, right, like, go all the way back to that promo that Cody cut in the build-up to last year's WrestleMania, explaining how everything was going to fall apart for Roman. Like, it would make sense, then, for Cody to take the title off of Roman at Mania and for Rock to beat him for whatever head of the table stipulation they want to have at SummerSlam. You push it out. I don't think that, like, The Rock at Mania, Rock Roman at Mania makes a ton of sense, right? In a lot of different ways. The only way it doesn't make sense is because going in, you know damn well that Roman is not going to drop the belt to The Rock. It's not going to happen. So by doing a little bit longer build and pushing Roman Rock to SummerSlam, it gives SummerSlam another. I mean, it's a huge match for a SummerSlam, and you still accomplish what you need to accomplish at WrestleMania, and you're still telling that story of Roman becoming undone all the way into SummerSlam, and The Rock comes back and whoops his candy ass.
Well,
I just wanted to give the people in the chat are loving this. Matthew Birch, I unironically would rather watch The Rock versus Jinder Mahal rather than The Rock versus Roman Reigns.
100%
Scott George,
on that one.
If you think it isn't Rock Roman in Australia, Rock should cost Roman the title at Elimination Chamber, then Rock Roman at Mania without a title on the line makes sense. That almost goes to what you were saying, HK, further down the line. Joe Walsh, it's got to be Cody taking Roman down.
I agree with that, yeah.
Apron bump, Roman Cody at WrestleMania, Rock Roman at SummerSlam. That's kind of where
my only issue, though, is when do you have The Rock? The Rock's just not going to be like, hey, whatever you want me to do, whenever you want me to do it.
Well, from what I've heard and read is that the WWE has a lot of these stories. They've been planned out for like the last year and change with Tanahashi in charge. I mean, Triple H. Sorry, I get the two confused. So, like, if you say, hey, you come back at this Raw and then you're going to be in the main event against Roman at SummerSlam. Like, there's enough time for The Rock to clear his schedule for that.
Yeah, but why would you bring him back now, though? Like, it's weird.
I think because it's the surprise.
And I just I don't want The Rock interfering at Mania. You
no,
know
I don't
saying?
Want that like, at all. I don't want that at all. I want Cody to do this on his own. He has to beat Roman on his own. I don't want any interference. But if we plant the seed that The Rock is around now, right? That's what they did Monday night. They planted the seed, and that's led us to this conversation. And the people are losing their minds. When is this match going to take place now? Because it's been a match that's been rumored for at least the last 3 years. Rock
yep.
Roman.
Yeah.
So the seed's planted. Now it's just a matter of when do you pour a little water on it? Do you have, you know, after Cody beats Roman, let's say Cody beats Roman at Mania, and as Cody's walking up, he passes The Rock. The Rock just comes out and stands at the top of the apron, like that's not the apron, the top of the ramp, like that's the head of the table. You know, they don't have any interaction at Mania, but The Rock shows up at the end of Mania to stare down Roman, and then you have the rest of the summer to get to Roman Rock at SummerSlam. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
What do you think about Cody beats Roman at Mania? The whole thing goes down with The Rock at SummerSlam. Roman beats Rock at SummerSlam, and he gets his one last grasp at next year's WrestleMania after he wins the Rumble. To try to take back the title from Cody. Then he fails that, and that's where the bloodline falls apart. Another 16 months out. You think that works?
I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of other variables now that could definitely play into this. Now we have CM Punk's back, and the wise man was with
that's
CM
the
Punk.
Thing. Yeah,
CM
that's
Punk
the
a
thing.
Long time ago. Brock Lesnar is a rumor to come back at the Rumble. There's still history with that. So there's a lot of direction they can go here. And I think that's the most exciting thing about this.
Yeah.
Right? Like when things are predictable, like Cody winning the Rumble or getting this match at Mania, however he gets there, if he wins, like that's what we want. We want him to finish the story. Mm-hmm. Right, no one's gonna be like, I knew it was gonna happen, and this sucks. People are gonna be like, "Fuck yes, finally!"
Right,
and it's gonna be wonderful.
Yep,
you know, it's everything else where we're like, "Oh, what's this? What does this mean?"
Well, CM Punk is also on his collision course with what's his name
Seth.
Anyway.
Seth, yeah.
Right, and that'll
oh my
probably
God.
Be a Mania match.
We end WrestleMania with fucking CM Punk and Cody Rhodes holding the titles up, a la Eddie and Chris.
I like it.
A big fuck you to AEW on top of it. Oh, man. Fellas, come join us. Look what we got. We run this shit. Oh, my God, dude. MJF comes out at Mania. He gives them their flowers. Fuck out of here. With his fucking broken ass or whatever the hell he's got fucking broken. Ricky
you mean
Starks
his
is there carrying his bags.
You're saying his ass is wong?
As Wong. Wong. Oh, shit. That's oh, my God. Scott George says Gunther versus Brock Lesnar. I'd be down for that.
Yes.
I'd be down for that on the undercard for sure. Actually opens the show because Brock don't like to stick around.
He's got shit to do.
Oh, my God. Imagine opening WrestleMania with Gunther and Brock Lesnar.
It'd
be fucking insane.
Be amazing. Yeah, I'm in on that.
Over on SmackDown, we got Kevin Owens. He won the tournament. He's going to face Logan Paul at the Rumble for
him.
The U.S. title.
Hope he beats
and him. And then we had the return of the Authors of Pain and Paul Ellering.
Fuck yeah. Now, here's something I got to ask you, right? Paul Ellering did not come up to the main roster when the AOP first came up because he didn't want to travel. So is this something different? Are we going to have Paul Ellering all the time now? Because if we do, I'm down. I like this faction. I like this whole gimmick right now. I think it's got tons of potential.
Yes.
I think if you just tell Paul Ellering he has to be there on SmackDown on Fridays, I don't think it's an issue. I think you'll see AOP on the house shows with Karrion Kross and Scarlett, but I don't think Paul Ellering will be there.
Yeah. No, I'm all for it. I think the way that they entered with Cross coming out in the spotlight, and then Scarlett coming out and kneeling down.
And oh my God! And they come out of the shadow.
And then Paul Ellering
comes out.
And Ellering comes out. I was like, "Oh, I'm in! I am in!"
And those two big bastards snuck into the ring. Holy shit!
As soon as he walked out, you knew what the fuck was about to go down, and it did. And I was fucking pumped. I'm all for that. AOP, Kerry and Scarlett, Ellering. It's yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, they're really. It seems like they're really setting themselves up for like what's like after Mania. Like I know the Rumble to Mania is usually the most exciting time. But like the last 6 to 8 months in WWE has been,
it's been incredible.
You could even say the last year and change, man. And now like, look, they bring up Tyler Bate. He's on SmackDown there. He's teaming with Butch. Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne are a tag team. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I'm for it.
Like we're you know, people are declaring for the Rumble. Like this is gonna be huge, man. Huge shit here. I'm excited for this, and I can't tell you the last time I was excited for anything the WWE was doing.
Oh, we were excited last year for Cody's story. Come on, man. Yeah. Last year was fucking amazing. The build with Owens and Zayn.
I think that was more exciting than the Cody story for me.
Well, here's the problem. Everybody thought Cody was a foregone conclusion last year.
I thought Sami Zayn, they were going to pull the trigger on Sami in Montreal.
Yeah, you thought wrong, buddy.
I was hoping
that's why,
I would win.
That's why you never win at picks. Sorry.
They are expecting Naomi back in the WWE. Does that do anything for you guys?
I mean, it doesn't do anything, but she's a good hand. I like Naomi. Especially if she feels the glow.
Nope.
Nothing for you at HK.
Nah, I've never been into the whole glow, that all that bullshit, man. I've never been into
it. Feel the glow?
She's that shit. She is talented in the ring. But I've never bought into her character at any point. And coming out and sliding around with all the glow bullshit, not for me.
I'll tell you what.
If you called her one of the four horsewomen. I fucking hate that shit.
I tell you what,
who are these guys called the work horsemen on AEW? Who fucking thought that was a great idea?
It's Anthony Henry and JD Drake.
And we've had them both on the show, or just Anthony Henry?
Just Anthony. I was supposed to go bowling with JD Drake.
Well, you probably would have kicked his ass anyway. That fucking gimmick is terrible. Who would ever in their right mind let some fucking youngins name themselves anything related to the Horsemen? Who would let anybody in this business name themselves anything Horsemen? Come on, man.
What is a work horseman?
Yeah, it's somebody who works. I don't know. Who gives a shit? Who cares? Horsemen of the Apocalypse. They were coming to fucking smite the evil, take fucking people hostage, kill them, like just fucking lay waste to everything in their path. A work horseman. Oh, he's an old workhorse. He was down in the iron mill fucking punching out rivets on the anvil. Who gives a shit?
Have you watched a work horseman tag match?
Doesn't matter. Gimmick is terrible.
But you don't even know what the gimmick is.
I don't give a shit. Like when they call these bitches the work horsemen, the horsewomen. Sorry. Even if you called Evolution like the new horsemen, fuck off.
The work horseman is fucking awesome. Tony is wrong.
I'm Scott sure George, they're fine.
You should watch their indie stuff.
It's got
really
nothing
good.
To do with their talent. The name is dog shit.
The horsemen can never be used for anything.
No! Never!
Shut the fuck up.
What do you mean, shut the fuck up?
Stop!
How dare you?
When Evolution...
What if a bunch of slobs were like Demolition Men or some shit like that? And they weren't dressed like Wesley Snipes? Fuck that!
When Evolution came together, that first night, when the four of them came together, as Raw closed, they all held up the four.
They're idiots.
And then obviously they went Evolution with it, obviously. But no, that night they put the four up.
Yeah, but I remember then they went by Evolution, so fuck them.
They did. Well, yeah.
Look, I don't care, man. Stop biting off of these old names. Seriously.
Oh, everything's a bite off, dude.
No, but you It's one of those things that's sacred in the history of wrestling. The horseman.
So when you
hear horseman, like that conjures up a vision of like you start seeing the teams like in your head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're picturing Arn and Tully and Luger and Windham and Flair and Ole. Like you've got visions in your head.
You named like more than four people.
I hear workhorsemen and I'm like, no. I hear horsewomen. I mean, aside from fucking Charlotte. Sorry.
You're not.
She's not the only one.
No, she's looking better in her old age. I'm sorry.
No, she's not.
No, she is. She's looking a lot better lately.
No.
A little less horse and a little more woman.
As opposed to Aubrey Edwards, who's the a little more.
She's the fucking worst. She is the. Oh my god.
You know what I saw the other day?
Is it a horsewoman? We're not done with this fucking conversation.
Oh.
But go ahead. What did you?
Well, no,
what did
I was
you
gonna,
see the other day?
There's two things I was going to mention here, Tony. With this horseman thing, I always thought it would be awesome if a horseman faction formed around Ric Flair filling like the J.J. Dillon role. I think that's the way that you could actually bring it back and pass that on.
No,
you still have a connection. You still have a connection.
No passing, bro. No passing. Sorry.
I like passing. I like it.
I like passing too, but it ain't fucking gimmicks.
No, I watched I saw the clip and I remember watching it and forgetting to bring it up to you guys when it happened. The fucking alternating Canadian destroyers between Penta and Orange Cassidy. I saw that clip again. I think it was yesterday, the day before. It reminded me of the reasons that I get so fucking frustrated watching AEW. They did alternating fucking Canadian destroyers.
Of course they did. That's their take on New Japan, bro. Instead of trading forearms, they trade Canadian destroyers.
And I saw it when it happened because it had to have happened months ago. I saw it when it happened. It pissed me off then. And I'm going through the scroll on Twitter and they have somebody isolated the back and forth. It's fucking miserable. Just got pissed off. I just wanted to share. That's all.
Motspot coming in. Sorry. I hope Charlotte looks better than Madonna does now. Holy shit.
Is it?
Oh, boy.
So you hold the horsemen so near and dear, but they were only good for 4 years.
I understand, but let the gimmick fucking have its life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
aside from Evad Sullivan, was somebody going to become the next Hulk Hogan? You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. Like, I don't know. There's a dude in All Japan who's running around, thinks he's Inoki now, and everybody hates him. He's the fucking hottest heel in all of pro wrestling in Japan.
Because it's a fucking stupid idea, that's why.
It's not, though, because it's fucking... Because over there, Inoki is such a respected legend, and here this dude is. He shaved his head. He's coming out to Inoki's old music, stepping in an All Japan ring, which is Giant Baba's territory. And then he's putting the fucking red towel on his neck, pretending like he's an Inoki guy, and he's not.
Tony Khan was doing that for months, wasn't he?
And in a place where respect is held at such a high level... Like, this dude is doing some of the best work in all of wrestling, and nobody gets to see it because he's in fucking Japan. Meanwhile, you're over here throwing a fit over the fucking worst workhorsemen. They were good for fucking four years. They were fucking relevant. Everything after Rick comes back in fucking 92 from WWF is absolute fucking dog shit. The three horsemen sucked a dick. The fucking Mongo was a horseman. Fucking Mongo was a horseman. Stop.
Hey. Former United States champion Steve Mongo McMichael.
Great fucking faction. They had four good years. It's fucking 2024. They have their piece. Somebody else can be the fucking workhorsemen. They're not saying they're the horsemen. They don't talk about limousine riding, wheeling, dealing, sticking mushrooms in your face, in your fucking energy drink. They're not doing any of that horse shit anymore. They're just fucking wrestlers. They're the workhorsemen. They wrestle. That's their gimmick. They don't put up their fingers. They don't fucking go, "Woo, we're the workhorsemen." They don't do any of that horse shit.
I got one for you, Tony.
Go ahead.
What if we had a faction called Degeneration Z? This came out.
It's coming. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet.
It should be Degeneration Y, so you could just fucking ask yourself, why are we doing this? That would be the ultimate irony.
Let me ask you this, Tony. Did you have any problem with the Extreme Horseman?
Yes!
All right.
And I like all those guys. World of Talent. Shitty name.
I don't even think you know who was in the Extreme
Horseman. Yeah. It was fucking Steve Carino, C.W. Anderson, Simon Diamond, and there was somebody else. It wasn't Julio De Niro, was it?
It wasn't. Past guest of the show.
Well, that narrows it down to about
ECW superstar. Former ECW World Heavyweight Champion.
The Blue Meanie. Rhino. Just Incredible. Oh, Shane. Was Shane Just Incredible?
Just Incredible.
He was in that fucking thing, too?
Yep.
It was before he owed me.
He owes Choppy money, too, by the way. Old fucking Talon feet. Oh, boy. Yeah, man, I don't know, man. Just co-opting somebody else's name. Like, how pissed off would you be if two fucking Canadian guys were just like, we're the Hart Foundation now?
But they did.
Have you never seen fake Bret Hart?
Who is this, somebody we know?
No, dude, there's a dude in Germany, fake Bret Hart.
All right, but that's like being a dick stealing a fucking person's personality. You know what I'm saying?
Franz Schumann.
They put on those like tribute shows over there, though, don't they?
The worst there is, the worst there was, the worst there ever will be.
All right, that's a fucking parody. That's fucking hysterical. Is his name Bret Hart?
No, dude, you got to find, there's a video of him wrestling a fake doink.
Oh, my God. This is in the fucking Wawa parking lot?
No, it's actually in a real arena.
Yeah. Yeah, they do those tribute shows there.
Yeah, it's not, that's like his, that's what he does. He wrestles as the fake Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Okay.
And did, and they had the new Hart Foundation with you know, DH and Teddy.
Yeah. Yeah, how do you feel about Blue Kane?
Who's Blue Kane? I don't understand that.
You don't know Blue Kane?
Is that like blue balls or blue waffles?
I don't think it's like that.
Blue Kane the wrestler.
What the fuck is this? What in tarnation? Ah, he goes by Blue. What happened?
Oh my God.
Blue Kane. Blue Kane's fierce entrance. What the? What? I gotta lower this. There's a dude in a fucking Roddy Piper plaid mask with a mustache on it and a big fucking like high-waisted diaper looking tights. He's got less definition than I do. Holy shit. So where the fuck is Blue Kane? Bro, what is this nonsense? What the fuck is this? Okay. Right, I gotta share this. This is too good not to fucking get a strike for. Holy shit. No, not video file. Fuck off. Get back to the thing.
Oh, shit.
Let me see.
I can't believe we didn't know Blue Kane.
Me either. What? He's known as Blue Pain because he got a cease and desist.
Well, of course he did. Wait, how do I? Oh, I gotta press play. Well, I gotta press play over here. Give me a second. What in the fuck? Look at this fucking fat slob. Look at this fucking guy doing a two-step. Where do you see this fucking...
Oh, my God!
Yeah, oh, my God, indeed. What in the fuck is this?
Oh, he's coming down to blue?
This fucking portly motherfucker. Look at these slobs. Did he just grab his dick? Like, what are we watching? Bro. Oh, my God, and it snows. Oh, because he's blue, because it's ice. Of course it has. Blimey. Wait, do you hear the music?
Yeah, that's what I said. They're playing blue.
What in the... All right, he can't even get over the top. I got to tell you, though, the fucking music is fucking great. No arguments here. Tony Khan, fucking hire this guy and pay for the rights to the music. Holy shit.
You see how he stepped over the top?
Oh, he almost fuck. Fell.
No, he stepped on the bottom rope.
Oh, is that what he did? Yeah. Fuck, yeah. I missed it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know, man. I just hold the horsemen in a higher fucking echelon than I do a lot of these other groups.
You're allowed to, but people are going to use other people's...
Yeah, so fucking let them. I don't have to like it.
Gimmicks.
I don't have to like it.
I know you don't have to like it, but you just like...
Why did they just call themselves Men at Work?
I don't know. Maybe because the band owns that. They trademarked it. I don't know.
Well, I mean, then we're going to get into Sting and Sting and, you know,
Sting.
That whole gag.
How do you feel about...
When's Sting retiring? Who's he wrestling in his retirement match? Do we know?
They didn't tell us yet.
No, it's probably going to be Flair.
Maybe it'll be Mercedes Moné.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Hey, how's Dustin Rhodes' ankle, by the way?
It's good.
I didn't realize you could shatter an ankle on a cinder block and wrestle a 15-minute match. What do I know? I don't work for AEW.
You don't.
Maybe Dustin's a workhorseman.
How do you feel about Camille on her way to WWE?
Camille! Oh, she's going WWE? Good for her. Good for her.
She's a stud.
Yeah, and I hope they bring Tom Latimer along too. Give him something to do. Maybe he could fucking team up with Sheamus or some shit.
Yeah, no, she's.
I don't know because they both have accents. That's the only reason why I'd put them together.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Okay, you know, LOL discrimination.
Tony, I know you like watching uncomfortable.
Of course,
stuff.
I do. Stuff.
Yeah, if you want to find the Kota Ibushi match from Pro Wrestling Noah.
This dummy broke both his ankles?
It is,
He's fucking doughier than that fucking British guy we were just watching wrestling Blue Kane.
It is not, Scott George. Dustin is wrestling an 8-man.
Of course he is!
So he's good. He's good.
Hose it down, move it along.
He's good. He's fine.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Yeah,
Moose
so
out front should have told you.
Kota Ibushi had this dream match with Myra Fuji at Noah, and there's a lot. You can't point the blame at one person because there's a lot of people that are involved in this. And if you thought Dustin Rhodes wrestling in a 10-minute match was bad, this match went for 33 minutes.
Of course it did. Because Kota Ibushi has no fucking clue.
So
it's a shame. I loved Kota. He was fucking fantastic. Then he fucking lost his mind.
So you know that spot where like you whip somebody into the corner and then you run at them, and they like do the thing where they like jump up and over you.
Yeah, the up and over.
Ibushi couldn't even do that. Mm. Like it's uncomfortable to watch, and it goes on for a while, and he looks
fat.
It's just he wasn't in any shape to be in the ring, and I know it was the main event of a big show, but like somebody there has to stop him. Mara Fuji shouldn't let it go 33 minutes. Like it's almost like when Jon Moxley got knocked out in the ring and he tried to keep going. Like there has to be somebody has to be there to stop these guys from doing this.
WWE did it last week.
Yep.
Yes, with Vince Ludwig.
Giovanni. Yep. That was a great Raw too, by the way. Great Raw.
Oh, it was fantastic.
The only thing that I didn't necessarily care for was, and this would be completely nitpicking, Ivy Nile blew the exact same spot that you're talking about. Exact same spot, and she didn't get up and over Rhea. But all in all, the rest of the show was very entertaining.
Were you okay with Nia beating Becky?
Yeah, man, I'm kind
you
of
know
coming
what?
Around
I
on
like
Nia.
That match. Yeah. I like that match.
The finish was creative, too.
Yeah, not going to lie. I like that match.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
who
kind
knew?
Of coming around on Nia.
I think it's a little weird that they kind of had to tell the story from 4 years ago to set this thing up, but I do appreciate the fact that they put some kind of context on it. You know?
She did the my hole spot.
Yeah, and I was waiting for it, and she didn't do it. I was like, I know that spot.
It almost made it better that she didn't because she didn't go, oh, my hole. She just kind of rolled over. She went, oh, that was a good one.
But that face, too, she was like.
Yeah, I'm coming around on Nia.
Well, she had one good match. Let's pump the brakes on coming around on Nia. This was a great outing, though.
Yeah,
That's a great sign, though.
Yeah, it is.
It really, like, it does feel like WWE is, like, they are running on, like, all cylinders. Like, this is, you know, they'll be, I don't know what you call this time period in 5 years, but the Bloodline era, whatever the fuck you want to call it, like, it's been great.
Yeah, it's good shit, man. It's good shit.
And it's only getting better with the Rumble a couple weeks away, like, and then we're right in the WrestleMania season.
I'm so fucking excited for the Rumble.
Now, I'll tell you what I'm excited for, and I don't know if you guys have been following this. TNA is coming back this weekend.
Of course they are.
Hard to Kill. And I know, Tony, you're a belt guy. Have you seen they've re-released all the new belts?
I saw the X Division belt, and I'm a fan. I like that belt. I haven't seen the other ones yet.
I think they did the tag. I think they're doing them every day. They're releasing an image of
them. Oh, okay. Is that the gimmick?
Yeah, I think they did the tag titles today. Chris Bay and Ace Austin got theirs. But it was, I think, Wednesday night. We're going to get Josh Alexander Hammerstone at TNA Hard to Kill.
Josh Alexander Hammerstone. It's like one of those before and afters on Wheel of Fortune.
They're fucking loaded, man. And they say they have a huge signing that they're going to announce at the show.
Not digging those tag belts, not going to lie.
No? I haven't...
The X Division belt's pretty nice. The tag belts,
I haven't seen the tag belts.
They're doing that, like, the side plates kind of, like, branch off from the main plate. Like, think like WCW six-man style. You know, TNA Impact's done belts like that before. You know what I mean? Like, the side plates are like extensions of the main plate. I don't know. I just don't like the tag belts. I don't know. It's just me.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
I like them.
All right, cool.
I like them. They're different.
Good on you.
So we got Hard to Kill this weekend. Alexander Hammerstone is a match, and those are two. That's two people. That's not one person. PCO Dirty Dango. The Knockouts are having an Ultimate X match. Giselle Shaw, Zaya Brookside, Jody Threat, Tasha Steele, Alicia Edwards, and Danny Luna.
I have no expectations for that.
Four-way for the tag team titles, Ace Austin and Chris Bay against the Rascals, Grizzled Young Vets, and Mike Bailey and Trent Seven. Three-way for the X Division title, Chris Sabin defends against Kushida and El Hijo de Vikingo.
Oh, boy. Batten down the hatches.
Why? Why?
Reasons.
Do you really want to know why?
How does he keep getting work?
Because.
Yep.
Some
reasons.
He's a draw to some people.
How can he be a draw to some people?
Because I think they're.
Same way Moxley is, I guess.
I think there's people out there that will order this pay-per-view because he's in that match.
Really?
Oh, gross.
Well, because they're off their fucking meds?
Yeah.
All right.
Look, man, there's a whole generation of wrestling fans who that alternating Canadian Destroyer thing is right in their wheelhouse. That's what they know.
They need a new wheelhouse.
Yeah.
That's what they know. Like, that's the PWG era of wrestling fans. Super indies, no selling, super kick party.
So let's put it all on TV.
Your Knockouts champion, Trinity, defends against Jordan Grace, and your TNA World Championship, Alex Shelley, defends against Moose. Pre-show, Tommy Dreamer defends the Digital Championship against Crazy Steve. Eric Young and Frankie Kazarian take on Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards, and Rich Swann takes on Steve Macklin.
That doesn't sound bad.
It's not well with me. It's really not. It's just kind of
get
there.
Vikingo out of there, and you might be on to
something. I am interested in seeing Hammerstone ply his trade somewhere else on a bigger, on a bigger stage.
Yes,
I don't know if they've announced, like, when they come back as TNA. Is it going to be the six sided ring?
No,
I've read that it is not going to be. I hope that it is. Keep setting yourself apart from the others. Keep setting yourself apart.
They should go back to India and do Ring Ka King. That's what they should do. That's God. What I would do. So how many matches are on this pay-per-view?
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Of course.
10. And if we pull up the standings here, Tony's 262, 103, and 2.
He is four
games in front of Kevin, 258, 107, and 2. Brendan in third place, 250, 115, and 2. I am at 240, 125, and 2. And HK is at 238, 127, and 2.
Wait, leave it up for 1 second. I want to see.
Yeah, Tony had a 6-4 record at New Japan. Kevin went 5-5. Brendan went 5-5. I went 5-5. HK went an abysmal 3-7.
Better than I thought I did.
He thought he went 0-10. He really thought he fucking goose egged it.
Yep.
I had to talk him down off of that cliff.
No, missing them all, I think, is more impressive.
Yeah, you kind of have to like really like go out of your way to miss them all.
Yeah.
So, really, all I mean, I just I got to go a little better than 50% on this thing, I think. There's no way Kevin runs the table on this fucking pay-per-view. There's no way.
No, and there's no real, like, there hasn't been an episode of Impact TNA. Like, it's all been, like, best of shows and shit, so. So there's no real.
Yep.
You don't know where they're going, right? This is a complete reset. They're coming back as TNA. They have one of their Impact specials on Sunday, right? That Okada's in town for. They're taking advantage of New Japan being out there in that area, San Jose.
So when is this? This is Saturday.
This is Saturday. Hard to Kill Saturday.
Okay. Can I call myself the Pick Horseman?
If you must.
No, I won't. I won't.
I won't. I won't. I won't.
I ain't putting stank on that. No way. Are we almost done? I'm fucking ready for bed.
Yes. The only other thing I wanted to bring up is at New Year's Dash, there was a 10-man match between the United Empire and the Bullet Club War Dogs, which was absolutely insane. A complete bloodbath. Which will lead to the first cage match in New Japan in 20 years. And that'll be taking place February 11th at New Beginnings, when it's the United Empire against the Bullet Club War Dogs in a steel cage match. It will be Will Ospreay's last New Japan match.
I'm going to AEW, bruv. Gonna go do Canadian Destroyers with El Vikingo, bruv.
It's not something you see ever in New Japan. So I'm very interested to see that and how they pull that off.
I wonder if they're going to do War Games style.
We'll have to wait and see. Find out.
It'd be kind of weird to just stick 10 guys in a cage at one time, right? I mean.
I hope they do it with a blue cage. Use baby blue.
With Blue Kane.
There you go.
I just followed Blue Kane. I'm going to get Blue Kane on the fucking show.
You know, Chronic the Clown never got back to me on Facebook, by the way.
That's fucking son of a bitch.
I know.
You motherfucker, Chronic
the fucking Clown. No selling me that prick.
If you guys are looking to do something for the Royal Rumble, Greg Cherry, former Can You Beat That Champion, Greg Cherry brand on the YouTube, he is running a Royal Rumble contest. It's $5 per entrant. You can enter in the men's and the women's. And then half of the pot goes to the winner, and the other half goes to a charity. I believe he's doing suicide prevention this year. So the video's up on his YouTube. Again, Greg Cherry brand. You just throw that into the search history on YouTube, and it'll pop right up. And all the information is there. Greg's great at Can You Beat That. He's been a part of the Wizards family for the last couple months. And in a couple weeks, he's going to take on Kevin KJG in a Royal Rumble style trivia battle. I don't know if it's going to be a Can You Beat That challenge.
The way I'm playing around with it right now is like I'm going to try to do like different kinds of questions where like maybe one of them will be like they like a silent bid and whoever like bids higher has to answer the question correctly. Kind of like play around with it. We got to bang heads on that a little bit, but I want to make it a little more fun, not necessarily more competition, but more like you know, something silly to do, you know?
Of course, they'll both take it seriously,
which is fine, but, you know, just something a little different, something outside the wheelhouse, maybe play around with a few things. But it should be good. Kevin and Greg are two formidable opponents, as we learned when they last battled. So
yes, they are. Love it. And then, what is this? Get out of here. Dismiss all, Farrago, you fucker. Get out of here. God damn it. And then, if you are interested, you want to go over to the Shining Wizards Pro Wrestling Tee Store.
Ooh.
There are some brand new
T-shirts coming. They haven't popped yet, thanks to the good folks at Pro Wrestling Tees. It takes them a couple days to process. But I can tell you this. We have discounted a lot of our old T-shirts. So if you've been looking to buy some of the older stock, maybe now's the time to do it and save yourself a couple of bucks. But yeah, what you see right there is a little revamp of the Punk Rock logo. We've added a Swank HK in the corner there. So,
ooh,
yeah.
So keep your eyes peeled for that, because we have some new T-shirts coming to you. Coming at you live. Hey.
Coming at you.
And then over on our Patreon, we got some new levels for you people.
All new starting in February 2024. We are revamping the Patreons.
Yeah, definitely head over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast to check that out. $1, $3 a month is a...
$1 a thank you. $3, you still get your bonus episodes. Matter of fact, let me pull it up. Let me just give people...
Please, because I didn't write it down.
That's right. We'll give people the rundown.
I'm a complete jerkwad. Yeah, we've been pumping out... we've been recording tons of bonus content for the Patreon. So if you don't have the app, put the Patreon app on your phone and just use your login that you use for your Patreon login, and then you will have every single bonus episode that we've ever done right in your phone, and you can listen to it in your AirPods, you can listen to it in your car, you can listen to it while you're taking a dump, you can listen to it while you're chopping up a body. I don't know what you guys are doing out there.
There you go.
But it's all there. Next week we'll be dropping a showdown, which is where we took a particular wrestler and we compared his career in the WWF and WCW, myself and actually, all four wizards were on the show at one point to talk about this particular performer. So if you want access to that, sign up to that Patreon, and I will let you know. I might be doing another gimmick where if you sign up for the Patreon, I will just send you the shit that I don't want in my house. So, so that might be coming too.
Not mommy's canned goods.
No. Okay. You know, I'm always getting some wrestling knickknacks here, you know. Surprisingly, I didn't get any doubles of anything for the holidays.
Nice. That's always a good sign.
But I did get a Triple H Classic Superstars in the mail today.
Awesome. You're going down that hole, huh?
Starting.
Attaboy.
Oh, and I believe the Christmas gifts have arrived at my house for you guys, so I can finally pack them all up and send them to you.
Oh, good. I still haven't opened what I got from Tony or Brandon.
Yeah. We're waiting on my GPS.
I unfortunately may have opened a gift that's on my wall, so there's that.
Gift that's on your wall?
Yeah, yeah. I thought I showed you guys.
Yeah, but I don't think that was a gift from any of us.
Well, sort of, kind of.
That wasn't like a Christmas. That was a thank you gift.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
right, but the gifts from us, yes, but the gifts from us, that's something we're going to do on the show. Let's just all open what KJG got us now.
Done.
Yay, thanks, dude.
That's so fucking wrong, dude.
He's not going to listen.
He's going to cry when he gets to 2 minutes, 2 hours, 28 minutes. And
we're just busting chops.
That's so wrong.
You know, if you didn't spend all your money getting stuck in
front of him. Oh, all right. Come on now. Jesus Christ.
I'm just fucking with him. You know I don't give a shit.
We're just breaking balls. You're getting fresh.
I'm just having fun. I know it's going to bother him. That's why you do it, you know?
Yeah, but then I got to hear it. Like, oh, bro.
I'm just having fun. I don't really care. Look, if nobody got me anything for Christmas, I don't care. I said this to a guy at the restaurant the other day because he came in.
Some guy at the restaurant. Hey, Christmas presents.
He saw I had a Dolphins hat on. He's like, oh, you like the Dolphins? I was like, yeah. He's like, I do a podcast too. And then I was like, oh, I do a podcast too. And I was like, you know, like, it's rare as you get older that you get to spend time with your friends. And the fact that I get to do it once a week, like, that's the gift that keeps on giving. Like, I know a lot of people who like, oh, I haven't seen so-and-so in forever. Like, I always get to see you guys, so I think that's a gift in itself. So I get to see KGG once a week and HK and Tony, and that's great for me. Like, I don't need Christmas presents, you know? So, there.
Then why are we fucking exchanging gifts every year?
Because you were such a fucking hard-on about, fuck, what are we doing for Christmas? What are we doing for Christmas? Phil's going to smell my couch. What are we doing for Christmas? What are we doing for Christmas? They will want to do the turnbuckle throwbacks. No, I can't do a fucking Christmas show on a Friday before Christmas because I work in the fucking restaurant industry. I'm sorry.
Anybody else you want to insult before we pull this fucking train into the station?
No, I don't think so. I think we're good. I was thinking. Thinking.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we do have a network, shiningwizardsnetwork.com, home to a fucking myriad of amazing shows, like Inconclusive Breakdown, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Wrestling Night in Canada, 30 Screams or Less, The Tots Pod featuring Handsome Guy down here, The Brocast, Radioactive Metal, The Year of Duke and Rogue, also featuring this handsome guy down here, Bread Club, if fucking Sean Ross Sapp ever decides to put them on the fucking feed.
I told you.
The ROH Revelry and Mark Order podcast, of course, the B Show.
I don't talk to anybody over there. I don't talk to anybody.
Do you want me to talk to somebody over there for you?
No, I don't care.
All right.
I don't work for Fightful. I don't work for Sean Ross Sapp. I just send an email. Shit's in the Google Drive, and that's it. Did you know?
Oh.
30 Screams or Less, they had Andrew Scott Bell on the show.
Yes.
He's like, and he wrote their new, he composed their new theme song for them.
Really?
He's like a composer. He did the score for Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. And then he did the score for their, for season two for these guys.
Fuck yeah. That's pretty fucking awesome.
See,
speaking of Nathan's, our finale, Year of Duke and Rogue.
Yep.
That dropped today. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Fucking finally done with TNA, and we're going on to going WrestleMania 4 to WrestleMania 5.
That's going to be a great fucking series, dude.
And we're covering the Saturday night's main events to fill in the gaps. It's going to be fucking fun. I'm excited. I'm excited that we're done with TNA, and I'm excited to moving on to some classic wrestling.
I'm excited for that, too.
Don't forget to go check out the Patreon levels. You're going to be pretty surprised at what we're offering. Pretty surprised.
All right, what do you got?
No, we don't have to read them. Do you want me to read them?
Oh, I thought that's what you were doing.
Nah, fuck it. I don't give a shit. I'm tired.
All right, just go to patreon.com/wizardpodcast to check out the new stuff. I'll have it all written down for next week's show. What do we got?
I mean, I have it here. I just don't want to read it. I don't give a shit.
HJC next week.
Oh, Handjob Kyle.
Why is it C?
Well, we're going to, I thought...
Oh, it's Handjob Corner.
Yeah, we're not going to call it Handjob Corner. We're going to call it HJC, and then every time he comes on, he's going to have a different...
Handjob?
HJC is going to mean something different, but if you weren't with us from the beginning, you're not going to get it. That type of deal.
Double octopus.
Yes, the octopus.
Double handjobs.
Double handjobs. Double mayo. Motherfucker.
Oh, you're wild. I'm driving the Bobcat. Come here, Tony. Let me start the Model T.
Jesus, dude. Scott George says Scott DeMore said the six-sided ring wasn't coming back, so that's good.
Thank God.
Motspock said Mega Powers exploded here in Milwaukee. Stoked for the season, HK. He texted me yesterday, Milwaukee Tom, and I have to get back to him.
Oh, I forgot to respond to that too, I think. Or maybe I didn't.
Me too. I spent all day outside in the cold, and then I watched my shitty football team do shitty football team things. So,
While Milwaukee Tom was John all over the fucking Wisconsin.
But me and fucking HK got playoff games next week, at least, so that's exciting.
Oh, fantasticals. Good for you.
Right? Packers made the playoffs. Dolphins are in the playoffs.
Great. Yep. All I have to deal with is fucking idiotic Tony DeVito fucking Italian hand gestures and chicken cutlets and what's a matter use and all this other fucking racist
Tommy
nonsense.
Tommy, not Tony. Tony DeVito Whatever. Was a baldy.
Yes.
Tommy DeVito is the backup quarterback. He's out. Tony's been out.
Good. See you later.
We got Tyrod Taylor in. Tyrod Taylor beat the Eagles yesterday.
Tyrod Taylor? Does he like club people with a tie rod?
Yep.
Yes. Yes, he does.
So how many fucking t-shirts am I going to see on my Facebook feed now for this jackwagon?
Oh, my God. Get off of Facebook, dude. Towed by a Tesla.
That's the show, folks. Can I
we'll be back
this?
Next week with the whole crew.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. Executive producer is Manny Crazzo. Our producers are Danny Russoniello, Kate Hensler, Matt Garifo, High Five, Tom, Ryan Schwong, Brendan Haney, Mike Peterson, Al Day, Kathy Hummer, William Mercier Jr., Michael Hammond, David Henry Bauer III, Keith Parker, and S. J. McDonald. Special thanks to all our assistant producers as well.
Thank you.
For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
Good.